You're listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.fakeologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat.
Okay, Russ.
Who? Yep, that's me.
That is you. That's your code name, though. That's not your real name.
No, that's true. My real name is Russ.
55 Mombasa Black is your real name.
My Terminator X. My real name is, first name is Danger, actually. Russ is my middle name.
Yeah. Do you know, that's funny, because my middle name's Danger.
Maybe we have the same mom.
Maybe. Mind you, my mom died before I was born.
So, wow. You know. Oh, yeah. You ever look at that? In Estates, the unborn widow?
No. Do you know, I decided to stop reading about 3 days ago because I was having really big problems mixing up pages on my computer. My computer's going a bit haywire at the moment. And a lot of my bookmarks have turned to porn overnight. And it, you know, nothing to do with anything in the past. I fell right into the classics again. You know, the stuff we've been taught throughout school as a young child that was tedious. It now makes more sense than ever. So there you go. Look, Russ, how does my mic sound?
Sounds good. Dang, there's these cops on the side of the road. I'm driving right now. Oh, look, there's a fucking cow. You see that right there? I'm on the side of the interstate, and there's a bull. A big old bull has, I wonder why all these cops are on the side of the road, right? And, there's a bull right on the side of the road. They're all standing right, locking between it and the road over on the shoulder of it, dude. Son of a bitch.
Well, remember, you don't want one of these things wandering into the middle of the road.
Better believe you don't. Son of a bitch. Better believe you don't. That thing is enormous.
Like a walking tree. I'm going to have to mute myself for around about 10 or 15 seconds, pal. If you want to give us the time and date, where you are, all that, it'd be nice for the listeners, if they do listen.
All right. It's Monday, March 25th, in Central Florida, driving on Interstate 4 at 3:26 p.m. Eastern time, I think. And I just saw a massive bull alive for now on the side of the road. So, on Fake Alex Radio.
That was perfect timing. Oh, by the way, then, if anyone wants to know, I used a little bit of knowledge there. Most mammals take 21 seconds to empty the bladder. So if you ever see me disappear for 20 seconds like you just did, you'll realise it's the call of nature. But if you want to check it out, anyone who owns livestock, 21 seconds, and then usually dog. So there you go. How about that for someone who don't know how to own animals, eh? No one has any pissed off.
I go to the bathroom for 3 minutes and 33 seconds when I wake up in the morning, straight, and then I'm done for the whole day.
Yeah. And we used to have one of them big earlobes, but every time you go bathroom in the morning, that actually shrinks up really tight. That's how dehydrated you send yourself. So how are you, my friend? What have you learned?
What I learned today? Nothing.
Oh, so it's over here. What is it there? 20 past 2, 28 minutes past 2? Excuse me. Okay, I just about heard that.
I'm wondering if I might be in a bad reading or a bad perception spot.
Hey, you sound cool. So, what was you in Uninstall Media chatting about? Was it an ongoing topic or was it just shooting the breeze?
No, just, it was topical, like, yes, we're talking about emergence. At some point we talked about emergence theory, how, emergence theory says that that in emergence
theory from the trees, that one.
No, but it's got to do with it, of course. They all have to do with that. But, that in any complex system, it's part of systems theory. It says that in any complex system, you can isolate, you know, certain sections of it, and then if you can that from these like the interactions of the agents and the institutions within the systems are where new things emerge, like new ideas, new modes, new anything, all emerges from interactions between the status quo, I guess, the institutions and the agents comprising the status quo, but the status quo is so entrenched that it can't itself create new things, you know, so that the way you get these things, this kind of creativity, is that you have to stimulate, you know, certain aspects of these institutions. So, for example, in politics, something like that, you would say that the party system is relatively stable, you know. In America, it's not going anywhere, for example. So you can agitate certain, by agitating certain subsects of that institution or those institutions, you're going to create friction. And from that friction, there'll be side effects. And it's these side effects and these interactions of side effects that are where everything new emerges from. You know what I mean? This is the idea.
You've just ruined the end of the Matrix.
Did I? So.
Yeah.
I mean, I've only seen the first one, so. And that's the idea. That's what these folks. And so.
That sounds.
You know,
that's right. So that's the explanation of emergence theory.
What is emergence, like emergency? You know what I mean?
Well, they say necessity is the mother of invention. So I'd say an emergency is John McClane jumping off the building with a hose pipe tied around his waist.
So that's what's the number? What's the number in America tied to emergency?
9/11 is a joke in your town.
There you go.
I'm having to learn rap because of you. Fucking, I'm having to learn Masonismists, Rapinismists, I don't know, whatever the words are. Yeah, this square box in the corner, Cupid was right, wasn't it? It's getting everyone.
Yep.
So go on, carry on with the emergence. I like this emergence. This sounds good. So is this like when we were talking the other day about the ghost in the machine? Is it sort of like an extension of that type of thing? You see that in?
Yeah, I mean it could be. I mean, you know, it could be like the triggering of like individuals isolating through social media and stuff, self identification by way of like. Agreeing to all these fucking...
Well, I've got an example of it. Right, I was reading today, this woman wrote a book about John Dee in 1909, and reading about different exploits of his and stuff like that, but the bit that jumped out at me was his use of the language. And I know he was sort of made it acceptable. You know, different words that he'd, you know, come across and, you know, this type of thing, obviously before Bacon and Shakespeare and these type of people. But because he was privileged, this is what I drew from it, not from her, because he was privileged and it was sort of accepted. Do you know what I mean? And so, sorry, say it again.
Who was it? You said the lady wrote the book about who?
About John Dee.
Oh, it's about John Dee. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and because he was learned, you know, and travelled and this, that, and the other, that when he was doing his diaries, he had two sort of, he has his scribbling hand, and then his perfect, you know, Roman English hand, or whatever language it was at the time. And just like in his language, how certain words are accepted and this, that, and the other. Do you know?
John Dee was the guy who introduced the letter J. I think he was the one who introduced the letter J to the English alphabet.
Right, there you go then. There you go. But yeah, anyway, if anyone's a chance, I forgot her name, but obviously it wouldn't be hard to find a lady publishing a book in 1909 about John Dee. But yeah, he was quite, pretty good.
We're talking about John Dee, too, actually.
It's kind of, you Masons, you can't help it, can you? Well, no, I don't know if James is a Mason. No, he's a trans fellow, and he's an American. He's got a better accent as well. I love Americans. He's so funny.
Super country.
There you are. You are. English people, even we're funny, but we're not, you know, we're more offensive, I think. But yeah, so go on, what were you talking about, John Dee? How did his name come up again?
Oh, we were talking about, like, the macrobes and the fucking, you know, the idea of, like, the angelic language and the Enochian magic. You know, whether or not there might be anything to it. And stuff. Emergence, you know, in that way, too. Whether or not these, like, whether or not they're entities that might, you know, might just constitute the ghost in the machine itself, you know.
Well, if they are, I reckon they're perfectly attuned to hiding by now. And they're right out of the way. I reckon if we do have any evidence of them, it's probably the intermingling or the taking on board of certain teachings. I don't know. As the miracles see nowadays can be explained with, you know, people misremembering or... Well, I've not seen that. What is a miracle? What is some, I've not seen anything.
I'd say you only need to see, one to make it, you know. To make it real. Right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, every parent has their own miracle, don't they? So, you know, there's a difference there.
It's a miracle. It's a miracle, Aaron. Yeah, so.
It's a baby miracle.
Absolutely. It's everywhere, all
baby
around.
Baby miracle. Yeah, yeah. Well, that's it. You're trying to put your finger on it. You know, how's the war? That's the funny bit about it, isn't it? You know, we only get that moment of clarity every now and again. Where you just realise, you know, you're literally in a fairground watching everything, and then you then all of a sudden boom, you're back in it. But you know, it's nice.
Through a glass darkly.
Yeah, you said that. I've come across it twice. I've still not read it.
It's in. Coming for you.
It's the fashion police for Gaia's pants.
So these pants are too stoned. No, that's just the front of them, lady. Yeah.
Yeah. But does anyone want to know what...
No women on fake allergies.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say, Gaia looks like the baddie out of No Country for Old Men, doesn't he? Literally exactly the same. Javier Bardem, except he's got the same hair. No, I'm only joking. I just think it sounds funny. Yeah, John Dee, though. There you go. He's a character in himself. Sean would have about an hour's material on him alone. How would you see him fitting into history? He's got to be a real person, yeah?
Nah, maybe. No, who knows? Maybe, maybe not. But, you know, you think he... I don't know. It's hard to imagine that... well, we were talking about this in relation to also to, like, all this, resurgence in occultism and interest in magic and all this shit going around right now.
What did you think of the Flat Earth video from Flatbastard that Xylophilex posted?
No, I never watched it.
Oh, it was very good. It explained the single pole in the middle. A few other things. If anyone's listening and gets a chance, go to General and click on the video. I think it's only 12 and a half minutes long. Yeah, must have seen it. Must have seen it a good couple of years ago. Totally forgot about it. And the beginning of it's wonderful. Because you see Patrick Moore say, I believe this, and I believe that, and it's before any space faring, so to speak. So you can still see how it's, you know, we don't have to pull out proof for a picture from a flying ape, if you know what I mean. Nice video.
Bonzo, yeah. And the fucking, and the Russians sent the dog out, they're at least more civilized. They sent up the dog. I think it was that dog that didn't like Hitler, too.
Yeah, that'd be good, right? I said, this dog really doesn't like Halo. Like, was it like Petra the dog?
Blondie.
No, Blondie like Halo. And me. This song about me.
Well, I have to get off here for about 15 minutes because I have to drop off the guy I'm giving a ride home to and get some cigarettes real quick. I'll be back on if you'll still be around in about 15 minutes.
Well, seeing as it's you, what I'll do is I'll mute, I'll leave, and I'll come back in.
Okay. Right, I'll message you when I get back on you.
All right. All right, mate. You hang up. No, you hang up. Okay. Okay, Spakeologist. We'll be back soon.
Pence was playing the trombone when she heard a knock on the door. I wonder who that is at 11 o'clock in the morning, she thought. But cautiously opening the door instead of the turbaned ruffian she expected, she found a very nice young man. Mrs. Pence, you won the car contest. Would you like a Triumph Spitfire or 3,000 in cash? She smiled. Mrs. Pence took the money. What will you do with it all? Not that it's any of my business, he giggled. I think I'll become an alcoholic, said Betty. Behind each ear and his face painted with gay cabalistic symbols, 6'8", 17 stone police sergeant Jeff Bull looked jolly convincing as he sweated and grunted through a vigorous twist routine at the Fraga Go-Go beer keller. His hot serge trousers flapped wildly over his enormous plastic sandals as he jumped and jumped and gyrated towards a long-haired man. He leered suggestively. As if by magic, dozens of truncheons appeared and merciless crashed. Rattle fix it for wrong, but he was wrong. The following Wednesday, his neighbour had.
Was he Bonzo's there? A little glimpse into what I used to listen to growing up. Yes, we're in live streams, waiting for Russ to come back. He said 15 minutes, so we're coming up to that time now. So what's been going on? There's been some audios about. People have been talking about the New Zealand stuff. There's a lot in fakeologist.com. Xyloflix has been posting some good stuff. Like I say, there's been a video he's put on here which made me giggle my head off. And, I want to talk about that for a minute because the bit that made me laugh about it, like I say, this is just a Patrick Moore video someone's put out by, well, it was Flat Bastard. Put out 2.5-3 years ago. And it's the video, you've probably seen it if you were paying attention to this debacle, which was the Shape of the Earth a couple of years ago. And yeah, basically, I'll just read out what Xyloflix has said here. Okay, so it's an insider, Patrick Moore, hinting at something here, especially the chat with Posh Schoolboy at 3.43 onwards. And the Posh Schoolboy chat is, they're at a school, I think it was, oh God, it was HH, name of the school, Harrow House, anyway. So obviously a group of lads of 13, obviously, got masters, this, that, and the other, and he has a little chat to them. So that's nice if you can come on the Discord and see the video. If not, it's Flat Bastard's video, and it's called Flat Earth, Vintage Flat Earth Interview, Patrick Moore. But right at the beginning, you see Patrick Moore, and this is before the Apollo, ventures. I don't think it was before they were sending fellas up. I think they'd already supposedly orbited the Earth, because they didn't mention that in it, so it must have been after that, obviously. They orbited the Earth, then they went to the moon. Allegedly. Fucking hard to throw that in then. Just in case any Chinese people are listening. Where was it up to? Right, yeah, so Patrick Moore, right at the beginning, says, this is why I believe, this is why, and he actually, name enough, says, yeah, this is why I determined from the information being given, which is brilliant, you know, straight away, anyone who's being honest. It stands out, it stood out to me for his honesty. No, not that we know it to be true, just because, you know, instead of adding words like must and so this has to be, and does the day, was just like, I believe this. And I just thought it was a dose of, it was nice. It was really, really nice. Now, I'm unsure if I can play the beginning of the video, so I'm going to try to, because I've got the URL here and I've been practicing, so hopefully, just copy the URL and then go to commands in fakeologist.com Discord. You should be able to hear this. So, let's see.
Hey, Flat Earth British, Martin speaking. Hiya guys. Thanks for a kind comment yesterday. Was a bit of a bummer.
No, that's not it.
Taking me out or anything, but the frustration that the fact that YouTube put up with abuse.
I'm not sure what that. And that's something that was in the queue. I've copied one too high. Okay, go down a sec. Hey, mate.
I'm back. Back in the sack.
Nice to hear you.
Yeah.
You make everything sound fucking gay, man.
What? I'm not gay. It could be like a in the sack with a lady.
It's the way you emphasize sack.
For ladies, sack. Egg sack.
Yeah, that one.
Like the old Spider Queen.
British, Martin speaking.
Right, I'm trying to do something here, and it's not working. Let me just stop this.
No, wait, this is really good. This is really good. This is awesome.
Yeah.
The frustration that the fact.
No, actually, I'm trying to play the first 10 seconds of a video that Xylophilex posted, and I can't get it on. Anyway, never mind. Come on, where was we anyway?
You were talking about how you've been doing dabbling in black magic.
Yeah. No. Well, I tell you what, I never use me good looks for good. I've just realised I should have used them for good instead of evil.
Well, you know.
Yeah, only appears evil. So what are you doing? Do you want to get your cigarettes? Now you're going to sit there and bang them for 10 minutes like a weirdo. And you
I already did that. I already packed them for 10 minutes.
I think that's probably just a euphemism.
What does that mean?
Oh, give over. Give over. Anything that ends in ism, you know exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're the evangelist. So, yeah, what I was going to say is... Oh, that's fucking brilliant, man.
If you like this audio and want to support the site in a small or big way, please hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the fakeologist.com webpage. You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation. Thank you for your support.
I have a plan. I will find a rich man. Something. Isn't that how it goes?
In my dreams, I have. If I could find me a wealthy man, I'd work all day. Wait, I'd sleep all day, and I can't remember. Ends in money, money, money.
Yep.
Pretty funny, and it makes the world go round. Apparently,
it's time is money, according to the Jesuit guy who came up with that saying.
Time is money. Well, this is it. They went round the world with the fancy coins, appointing leaders to all these tribes. These leaders started fiddling around with daughters, or they said they send this guy out looking for food so they can fiddle with his wife. And that's it. The world's in disarray. All from coins.
That's it. Just like that.
to all of some kinds. We need to.
What about the Masons? You didn't.
Told you. No, because you're in denial about the Masons. You think the Masons started 2 years ago when you joined them?
Ancient Egypt is a hoax, so I don't believe in denial.
Ah, oh, it's good. Do you believe in getting your ass to Mars?
I'd be there. I'd be there. No. Who wants to go to fucking Mars, anyway? You know, who do you even want to go there?
Quaid. Yeah. Quaid. You blab, Quaid.
Oh, yeah. Quaid.
Cool. Yeah. Didn't know you were so kinky. Yep. I'd go Mars. I'd go anywhere. Wait, seriously, what's different? As long as there's not a fucking giraffe that's going to bite you.
Well, there's nothing there. Mm-hmm. You have to be there by yourself in the fucking...
Yeah, it's about as big as your thumb as well.
Well, yeah, that's true. But, I mean, you know, if it were real, if it were like what the TV says, then there's zero... It's the most inhospitable environment known to man.
Yeah. Well, I reckon that's what vote they're taking now. They're trying to figure out what the part of the world has no one seen that they can pass off as one of these fucking shady planets. Because we've had Devon, we've had up north pretending to be Mars. And now all they do is they'll say, oh, well, yeah, we've a lions here, it's got a blue sky. And then that's it, they're in. They can fucking lie about anything. They'll find a crab near a steam vent and fucking, before you know it, Gaia will be having wet dreams. It's going that way, isn't it? HD cameras and, you know, pretend things. Why not? It's just the same, isn't it? It's just the next evangelist.
I didn't even hear any of that because someone tried to call me and then my phone went fucking glitchy sideways. So
that's well, I pretty much put down most religions and then threw Gaia on top. It was like a psychedelic Wicker Man.
Gaia, like the planet Earth Gaia thing.
No, the disco dancing geologist.
Oh, God. Your feud with Gaia is like, what? Never.
No, I don't have a feud with it. I'm just trying to use... do you know what I noticed the other day? I went to the search bar just to see how many posts I've done. And I'm nearly up to 39,000. I've actually created. Can you hear me?
Yeah, oh, I can hear you. I'm in shock.
You sure you're not being gangstar by Contrarius?
No, but you know what? The first time I was ever on Fakeologist, ever, Rolo said, you sound like Contrarian, mate, or whatever. I was like, what are you talking about? He said, are you sure you're not Contrarius? I was like, I don't know. That impression of Rolo is terrible, first of all, but. I don't know what you're talking about.
No. No, well, basically, all I was saying, I've inadvertently created my own Fakepedia on Discord, just with all them posts. I've covered every subject. All you do now is go up to the top and type a word in.
There you go. Wilsonpedia.
Yeah, that's it. So, the NAP index. So, there you go. None of it's backed up with sources, so...
Is everything still coming up Mary for you?
Yeah. And what is Mary? Upside down. Whoa, and there's your blood.
Yeah. She comes up a lot, man. What's that, the song by the Cult? She Sells Sanctuary?
Oh, yes. That's a lovely song, man.
Yeah. Oh, Ian Astbury.
I never scratched a layer of all these bands. You know, I never went one layer down to find out who they were and all that. It never really interested me. The fact that they had a guitar. This is why people aren't really racist or homophobic, because no one's that fucking interested. It's always someone else that does the homework and then places it in a nice little racist vase for you. You know, like, or prejudice vase, usually. It's prejudice vase, not racist. It's the prejudice vase there. Because I have problems with lesbians rubbing bomber jackets. They're cool.
You're like, oh my, I didn't have a problem with lesbians until I found out they were Jews.
Yeah. I think that was Miles Mathis. Let's try and deflect that. Because you never know, there could be someone listening there. Miles Mathis there. No, yeah, no, it's funny though, isn't it? You know, you'd have to place things. And the funny thing is it looks out of place unless it's, you know, prejudice is, it's very, it's delicate, isn't it? It's a delicate flower to keep.
I don't know. I mean, does it make me prejudiced because I hate people for being homosexual, being, you know, Catholic? Does that make me hateful? I don't think so. Right? Not really.
I don't know. It depends. You see, first of all, I'd say that you obviously you're joking there, but the funny thing is that you, is it a case of really caring what people do at home? You know,
yes, because yes, I need to know what everyone's doing all the time.
Yeah, well, do you know what? I've been to gay lads' houses, right? And they don't do that parade. They don't do that parade shit. You know that stuff they do on the parade? That doesn't get done at home.
No,
this is all. Yeah, that's all weird. That's like anti, you know, double prejudice. Whoever's working overtime on the prejudice has jumped to the fucking rainbow side for that and just fucking said, right, you've all got to be fabulous. You know what I mean? They're rubbing it in each other's face, if you pardon the pun. There was a pun in there somewhere. Do you know what I've got next to me? I've got a globe, I'm good at, and I've got a brain tart to cut at the bottom of it.
Hang on 1 second, I gotta get some gas real quick. I gotta mute for 1 second. Just entertain the audience here for a second.
Are you back?
Yep. Is that Planet Bumblebee? Almost in there.
Certainly is.
Yep. The old Green Hornet theme song.
Excuse me. I'm hoping that's stopped there, but if not, I'm going to press stop.
Good. Thanks. So you're talking about, you used to be like an Enochian magician, you're saying, and you were in a cult. And then
here we go.
I think we got into the part you just stopped when you were talking about those years where you were spent huffing gasoline in the 80s. Yeah.
Oh, that'd be funny, wouldn't it? I've had all these weird stories. No, most of them stuff work out on my own. No one can tell me anything's different. Most of the lies keep getting turned over every 2 or 3 years. So I'm hoping that some of the fibs you've learned, I can work them out to be lies as well. If they end up being true, you might just have to budge up at the dinner table. But, no, I don't know. It'd be nice if some experiences actually portrayed anything in the real world, but they don't. nothing that I see nowadays in the real world relates to this, and vice versa. This is, you know, I mean, this is what's funny, Russ. How people say they can't talk to people about the things that's in the news and stuff like that. Can you express your feelings without upsetting people in the street?
You mean in the street? I'm not a hobo.
Saying stopping people. No, I'm saying just like, you know, people getting really, really wound up. Because like in this Manchester thing, the people that were getting wound up, they get wound up anyway. You know, and family members get wound up too. So in order to upset them, they've literally not got to know what your opinions are on other things, you know, prior. I mean, my sister's birthday is September the 11th, and I always laugh. I say, you've got the most magical birthday going. And she's a big believer in people died and all that, to the point where that you don't, you know, she gets annoyed with you. But I think it's hilarious, you know, because people with them opinions don't spend the time looking into it and say, oh, well, how long have you looked into any of this? And they say, oh, and you know. So it's like anything, isn't it? It's like trying to stop someone talk about astrology. You know, they're not going to get wound up enough to actually, you know, they don't get annoyed enough to look into it. So why are they going to get annoyed enough to avoid you? You know, unless you start throwing personal stuff in. So you would say that you've always loved New York. Is that right?
I've always felt the firefighters are brave.
You've always had a soft spot for them them towers. Do you know what I mean? No, we know that's not the real world, man. Even you know that's not the real world, and you live there.
I'll tell you what, I might lose signal here. I might lose some signal here, but I had said before, so I'm from Indiana, which is like in the middle of the fucking country, right? In America, it's Midwest, and it's not known for being very metropolitan, right? So,
no.
And I'm 40. I didn't even know what the World Trade Center was until maybe like some movies or something had introduced it into my, you know, worldview. Like pre-9/11, I mean, when I was growing up or whatever, no one I knew thought that those buildings were important. You know what I mean? They weren't like cultural touchstones for someone growing up in the 80s in the Midwest. You know, like it's not like you would think. It's not like when people would think, New York City, Statue of Liberty, Empire State Building, World Trade. No, fuck no. So, you know, it wouldn't even be in the top 10 things you think. I wouldn't have thought of it in the top. You know what I mean? You still got Central, you got all that other shit.
Yeah. No, when my friend went over in 98.
Do what?
When my friend went over in 98, obviously he did the Windows of the World and, you know, and all that malarkey. But that wasn't his main part of call, you know. The main bit was he wanted the press building, you know, where Superman was filmed, you know, with the big mural outside it.
No, I don't even know what you're talking about. The Daily Planet?
Yeah, the Daily Planet, the building with the globe in it. I think it's one of the press buildings or something.
That's a real building?
Yeah, man. Didn't you know?
No, I didn't know. I wonder, is that why you've been posting that stuff about the Daily Planet?
Oh, no. That one's based on the Toronto Star building. That's the outside. But the inside was Donner on that building because he loved that building. Donner also come up with the Fortress of Solitude idea being crystals. So there you go. Well, Krypton being crystals. He's got a lot to answer for, Donna. He directed 9/11, by the way. There's some good stuff in New York without even leaving ground level, I reckon.
Well, I mean, I don't know about that building, but I guess it's just, you know, it's just something that wasn't really on the radar for me at all.
Them pilots. Ha ha.
Well, I'll tell you what, remember that there was the first World Trade Center bombing in 93, I think, or 94, 92, 93, 94. And so that one, you know, like the biggest buildings in the world. Mm-hmm. Okay. I think I just never understood.
Cut out a little bit there, mate.
Well, fuck.
We got the biggest buildings in the world.
No, I didn't know. I mean, it wasn't like it was... I never understood what the importance of it was supposed to be. You know?
Yeah, do you know, a lot of it was just like cementing the big building idea, wasn't it?
I guess so, like the skyscraper, you mean? Like the... I guess so. I mean, I don't know. I just... It wasn't that... Like I said, I just... You know... wasn't on the radar. I remember on The Simpsons, you know, they got stuck, he got stuck between the towers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the wheel clump.
Like people in, you know, people were clamoring to go to New York to go visit the World Trade Center. You still
there? Yeah, I'm still here, mate. Don't worry. Yeah, no one was caught. Yeah, nope. Look, it was a port of call. There was a train station underneath it. If you were a tourist, chances are you were going to pass by it. It was put on the tourist map. You know, it was one of these things. It needed to be accessible to at least someone. You know, I mean, here's another one. Here's one for you, Russ. Do you believe every floor was inhabited
by hobbits?
Yeah, by anyone.
Oh, I don't know. You're talking about like the Hollow Tower idea, or
yeah, well, that explains no rubble anyway. But no, maybe not Hollow Tower. Maybe just, you know, leave out a lot of floors.
I don't know. I don't know how I would. I'm not opposed to that idea. I just don't know how. I never really thought of it until not too long ago, and never thought much about it. I don't know how I would ever know or not. You know what I mean? Like, I haven't really given any consideration to it.
No, well, I just worked backwards from, you know, different things. So I was like, right, so I looked into the infrastructure and looked into, like, fire and all that, and he said it had a fire someone from each floor was signed to be a fire marshal. And then I was thinking about the rubble and, you know, all the rumours about going to China and things like that. And obviously, I don't believe the collapses. Hopefully, we've seen what really happened, you know what I mean? So I was just there thinking, right, well... Systematically, since let's just say 93, you could have started losing, you know, a floor here, a floor there. You just got to keep, you know, you just put a secure company in one floor, and then this floor now has, you know, has specialized locks, so you need a key code to pass it. You know what I mean? Just things like that, and then it wouldn't take long, would it?
Before what, you empty that thing out of occupants, you mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, no, I guess it wouldn't. I mean, it wouldn't be the hardest thing in the world.
I mean, you could even. I was just attaching time, a time stamp to it. You know, different people leaving the building. You know, people getting promoted, people leave. You know, all these different things. Companies, you know, relocating. And it wouldn't be that much time at all because it wasn't particularly massive, would it?
Buildings.
No, the floor space, you know, I mean, some of the floor open offices and things like that, you know.
Well, I think you got, like, there's statistics out there that, like, you know, these buildings just, you know, 9/11 stuff aside, like, the occupancy of skyscrapers and stuff is not, you know, it's hardly maxed out at any given time, you know. For all the value of this, for all the prime rib this real estate supposedly represents, you know, they're sure as shit not fucking leased to the max at any one point. So,
yeah,
it's, you know, that alone is like, it's hard, you know, I forgot what it was, but you can find like 30% maybe. 30%.
Yeah, I've heard the occupancy thing was at a low, you know, an all time low throughout the 90s, I suspect, or it was sold.
So I mean, I don't know. Like, and like, if your company or whatever rents a whole floor or two floors or three floors, like, that is, you know, those could all just be storage, or they don't have to be office in every single square footage of that thing. They don't have to be building them at all. So,
no, I mean, building regulations meant that obviously they had to have tower, you know, water and things up there. I mean, the building was a, you know, it was a big mechanism if it was built to the minimum specs, you know. There's lots of different things in there. So what do you think about like the videos we've seen? Have you ever looked into this theory that you can knock out video cameras with like an electromagnetic pulse, or you can stop video cameras working? Cameras.
I don't really know. I don't believe in EMPs. I mean, they're all like, you can stop them from working by just turning them off. I mean, that's the easiest thing to do. But you can, or not refreshing your tape. You know, it's pretty easy. But you can EMPs like where
no,
are
no, no, no. I meant for like independent witnesses. We always see this. But by the way, I don't believe any of these people that we see on the videos for this saying. Anybody. I don't believe any of that's real. I believe they're all actors. But what I mean there is, like, the people we see around on that day, there must have been one of them or two of them with a camera. You know, we see people running all over the place. But we don't see any pictures. And one of the theories is this, that, you know, there was some sort of signal coming from one of the towers that was stopping, you know, people taking pictures. Do you reckon that's real?
Oh, I got you. Like, it would fuck the film up or something like that. It would expose the film or on the main camera.
Right, you say maybe just an auto standby signal that gets sent out. You know, I don't know. You see, I don't know. Obviously, I don't know electronics. It's just a theory that I've been reading on September Clues website.
I think you could. Well, that would be like. I guess I don't really know what I'm saying exactly, but if you were to. I don't know, if you were to fucking distribute some kind of fucking, I feel like I can do the word here, but say there was something that would, compromise video footage or something like that, compromise video footage, compromise photography,
mm-hmm.
You know, you could just, if there were some thing that does that, you could distribute it in the fucking cloud of bullshit, just like anything else, I would think. I don't know why, you know what I mean, and distribute that way, get it all over everything. But
yeah,
interrupting the signal. As far as like, I'm a news. I have my news camera live on the scene, and I'm trying to send that out. I mean, you could definitely fuck with that just by like overloading the signal. If you knew what channel they were on or what band or whatever, I think you could overload that signal.
So you could overload every channel that day and literally make it impossible.
I don't know exactly where they're at, but I think you can. I would think you could.
So. Well, that'd explain why we get all the fucking, the magic explosion then. Because everybody's cameras were disabled. Do you know what I mean? Why we've not had one pretty much legitimate picture. Because remember, are steel and it turns to dust in midair. Like one of them springs. You know, when you pull the spring, you let go of the spring and the bottom stays still. You know, the towers are two-thirds. It turned into dust before the dust even hits the ground. You know, literally, some puff of smoke. So when you, that's what I mean. I can't take that as being real anymore. So I'm trying to fathom why they had to do that first off. Why they had to show us that?
To make it look real.
Is that just to confuse? No, because it's not, is it? This is it. This is quite what JLB always says. You know. The elegance is there, and it is to a certain extent.
Make it look like you think.
I think it has to look. Yeah, but remember, everything has to look out of place. You know, because then they tell you.
You know, when they film, like, so here's an example. When they film, production is different for the show, for each audience. So
you're not going to say when they film a horse, they use a bunch of cats.
When they film a what?
When they film a horse, they use a bunch of cats.
I don't think so, but I don't actually understand that. But what, like, when they film, like, you know, like on, the way they film a movie is different than the way they film a television show, and the way they film a television show is different than the way they film a soap opera on a television show, which is different than the way they film a game show, for example. You know what I mean? These should be, certain things have a certain feel to them, quote unquote, and those feels aren't, those are part of the show. They're not just done because they lack the capacity to make it like a movie. If we say, for example, the movie is the pinnacle of cinematography, you know, it's not that everything is aspiring to that. Things are aspiring to fit in the niche that they fit in. So in like pro wrestling, for example, they don't you know, they have these like shitty looking production values, but oftentimes that's on purpose because it's to play to that audience. It's not like they, because if they made it like a fucking movie, it wouldn't, it would be out of place for that audience, you know?
Groucho Marx had a makeup mustache.
Right. Right.
No, you know what I mean? And they always need
mustache,
that. Yeah, and they always need that. And it never matters, you know, within a couple of minutes and done, you know, I'm looking beyond it. So, yeah, I understand what you're saying there. So all I was going to say is that, let's just take that incident out of a minute. So it's stagecraft, basically.
Yeah, right. I think so. I think that's what they call it.
Because we have seen that, you know, it started off 2D, didn't it? You know, with curtains drawn, there's your stuff, and then 3D, you know, the interactive and round stages, globe theatre, so on and so forth. We have interactive books growing up, you know, turn left, oh, I died, I better go back 2 pages, you know, that type. So this is, what's this? Is this because it's convoluted, it gets beyond your initial shield, something.
Who's it convoluted to? Some fucking tiny percent of the population.
Then, yeah, but
you know what I'm saying. It's like 90% of the population feels it's convoluted, but the vast majority.
I tell you what though. Christopher Reeve can fly. I have no idea. Fear of that at all. When growing up, Christopher Reeve could fly, you know what I mean?
Who's got you?
Oh, God, yeah. Brilliant.
They passed Margot Kidder off like a woman.
Yep. Hey, I have a picture, and I've kept that. She's all woman, I'm telling you now. Okay.
She's all woman.
I go, she is. Oh, God. 70s, pubis.
No, oh, God.
Hey, there you go. I think that's the first time I've ever said that word without reading it.
But, like, but when you're talking about 2D, I mean, it's like the Lusitania and all that shit is just what? It fucking cartoons, right?
Yes. Yes, there we go. There we go. Lusitania. And then we got the Zeppelin file. That was Close Encounters of the Third Kind because there were people in it running away.
God, I've never watched that. I've never watched that. I need to check that out. The Hindenburg film, the Hindenburg footage or whatever. Is it is it pretty sketchy? I remember seeing it like used like rotoscoped for like as a special effect and other things. You know, inserted in other things. I need to check that out.
Patrick's and Foley's Hatties did a bit of an in depth on the Hindenburg, and we were just suggesting, obviously they were suggesting different things about it, and we know the efficiency of diesel at the time, and how they wanted to, you know, there seemed to be a bit of a crush on air travel and stuff like that, and also fits in with SMJs, you know, dirigibles being used for satellites, a lot of the work that he's done on that, so like, my image of that is vast at the moment, but nevertheless, we were still looking at how it could have made the quick thing over the channel, and it was always accompanied by boats and stuff. So there's a lot of stuff behind that in itself. That seems to be the culmination of a big one big psyop, an ongoing psyop, if you know what I mean. And that was the end of it.
I read into that stuff. I just meant like the video footage itself. I never
Yeah, well, the video footage, you do see a few people running away, and I don't think you see it catch fire, but you've also heard stuff about it having to come in at a low angle, so you've heard that before, and that's how it sort of just appeared out of nowhere. So I don't know. It's like anything there.
The footage is a bit. That's that one.
Yeah. 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 Anyway, we've been joined by a new gentleman.
Oh, who is it?
I'm not going to tell you. No, it's Geddes, or Geddes, as Gaia calls him. How do you pronounce your name, pal?
Whatever you want to say, it is.
All right, old Geddes.
Yeah, oh, Jerry. There you go, Jerry. That makes you sound like a posh English fella.
Okay, go on, go on. I don't want to interrupt you.
Well, no, okay. Problem. Well, no problem. You know, I think the, you know, I think the fucking, those large Durango hangers and shit, what they're used for is God knows what. You know what I mean? We might live in one now, you know? I mean, you seen the size of those motherfuckers? No, you've seen them.
Yeah.
You seen how big those fucking things are? Jesus Christ, how big the doors of them are? Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Real.
But most of, I've only been in a couple, and one of the ones I was in was run for a festival, near the festival in it.
What they do with the other 75% of the space in there?
Yeah, I think there was like car boot sales going on. And things
I mean,
like
it's enormous, right? I mean, it's freaking just gigantic.
No, well, remember in Britain, everything's like about 6.5 times smaller.
Oh, Britain's the moon. I forgot about that.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. But yeah, no, but like I say, the dirigibles, you know, that, the way they finally tuned it, and we had all these spottings of homemade ones and people, you know, doing their own. You see, it's that same shtick, that same story that comes with it, you know, private enterprise or public enterprise, whatever it is, you know, people doing it on their own, and I can understand that. Because the taking to the air was a big thing, you know, in the 19th century. So, yeah, why not? Someone could have perfected it, and that's it. It took off from there.
I think the Germans had it down pretty good, except for the, you know, that one. But like they had different systems for it. Like there was the big balloon, where it, excuse me, where it itself was like full of fucking dangerous
Jews.
Yeah, dangerous fumes, but then they have like the other ones that are like a big balloon that's full of a bunch of smaller balloons, you know?
Yes.
Much safer. As supposedly,
Yeah. I've seen that one. I've seen like tube, not tubes, but you know, almost like ribbed type.
For her pleasure, what I'm there. How come they never do a fakeologist on the female orgasm? Total hoax.
I think Clues Forum are covering that, and Clues Chronicles are covering that in the next episode.
Hoax busted.
Yeah.
But if you see like the Hindenburg catastrophe, it's crazy because it looked like a modern hoax with a camera and the political meaning, everything. It looked like a modern time hoax, I see.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. It looks like a really, really well produced movie, a short movie, but very, you know, well produced. Yeah, like I say, Patrick's and Foley's did some work on that. I need to learn about 9 languages. And, there you go. But yeah, it's seeing is believing again. It's, you know, it's, remember, we've been tricked into believing the silver screen for a long, long time now, and it's a wonderful invention. Sorry, mate. Yeah. No, I heard you. But yeah, so good evening, Jerry. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. It's almost 10 o'clock at night here. It's fine.
Yeah, I'm an hour behind you. We're on 20 to 9 here. But yeah. But yeah, so we just come in the Fakeologist Discord, me and Russ, and now we've got Jerry from Switzerland. So, yeah. So what was your first... you see, I don't want to call it waking up, but when did you first realize that things were not as they seem?
I would say that the first obvious thing was when I see a loose change.
Ah, yeah. Yeah, that was good, that was good. And did that lead you to the fact that all the political leaders were pretty much in the same club?
I'm sorry?
Did that lead you to believe about all the political leaders being in the same club? You know, it was all business.
Oh, I did understand that way, way sooner than the whole conspiracy thing, because my grandfather will always speak to me about politics and saying it's the same people, and he seems to know people from the right and from the left, and I always see that they were all the same.
Yeah. Yeah, my family were always big believers in like the Labour movement and and the stuff that came from that, you know, voting and women voting, you know, that was always mentioned. And with me, I never seen both sides of politics until a later date. And the first side I seen, which was contrary to like the side that I grown up with and that I grew up with, was, you know, like the globalists, you know, pollution, Greenpeace, things like that. And then I was about 21 when I realised that they were all the aristocracy, pretty much. They were all the, you know, the privileged country folk. And then that obviously follows that you just see then the same rhetoric coming from the Conservative Party in the mid to late 90s in Britain. And it was hard to escape because it infiltrated pop music and sport and everything. That was their New Labour. That was when the political system seemed to just be unveiled as a big charade to me. So yeah, coming up to 22 years ago now when politics, but I still believed in like the head of the oligarchs, if you know what I mean. I thought the political system was controlled, but I thought it was a give and take thing. You know, I didn't realise it was just controlled. You know, I thought there was a way that you could vote someone into power. And then about 10 years after that, it was a big wake up, and that was it after then. But yeah, loose change just confirmed everything for me. But it didn't really it didn't give me any closure on anything. You know, it just made things more important, more convoluted. Anyway, there you go. Sorry, Ross, you were going to say something?
No. My signal just cut out, so I just got back on.
Yes, what I want to say was that in Switzerland, it's different because we don't have one president or one leader. We have seven people that decide, and they're always from different parties, so you will never have a monolithic leadership.
You're echoing through original. Original, you better do.
I'm sorry?
Oh, here we go. It's Sauron. One up.
You hear me?
Oh, no, I can hear you. Aberrato's just come in there.
That was my fault. I had the stream on. I was going back.
Come in waving your wand. There you go. You wasn't even powered up.
That was my fault. I had the stream on. I was getting mixed up. Hi, Jared. Jared fixed his mic.
Jared has been sounding wonderful.
Yeah, he got a mic. Thanks for that. And Laura Mars might be coming in. Laura Mars.
Well, Laura Mars is coming here now, huh? She's a solid young woman.
Has she been on the audio anywhere?
I can't tell.
Has she done audio anywhere?
I don't know.
I've not heard Laura Mars, no. But Russ is the ladies' man, seeing as Zal's left.
Zal left?
I left because of you. What you said. Terrible.
What
did you say?
I didn't say anything. Oh, you're a liar. Did Zal really leave, though?
Zal's left the building.
I think he left and came back. He might have left after.
No one leaves accidentally. Everyone leaves to get offended.
Is he on the
you
list?
Need a big dog. Pardon?
Is he on the list on the right side, though?
I think they've checked him off the list of being offensive. No, I think he'd had enough. I think he was. You see, he Zal talks to sock accounts instead of ignoring them and giving them the disdain that they need. He openly communicates.
Anyway,
he loves his
sock. I was watching a documentary on Amazon just before, and I realized that I never order anything on Amazon.
What documentary? What are you talking about?
I don't know, it was on a French channel, a Swiss channel, I'm sorry, about the Amazon, the whole, how can you say, monopoly in trade that Amazon is building.
Yeah, they've opened one of their what are they called? Damn, their Amazon fulfillment center, I think. They've opened one here, where basically they, you know, it's like the node on the hub where you know, your crap can get packaged there and sent to you quicker.
You see, we won't know anything about it until Tom Hanks makes a film about it.
Where are you originally? Florida somewhere?
In Florida, in Lakeland. Right between Tampa and Orlando.
Oh, okay. Right.
Is that my echo? Is that me? I'm trying to fix that.
No, you're fine.
You're fine.
Okay.
You want to record your bumper now? I know.
Yeah, it's. I'm trying to think of how it goes.
Check the pin.
There's a million pins. Keep going, I'll find the Fakeologist Radio at fakeologist.com, right? That's the.
Yeah, yeah. Where is the pin? Come on, Napoleon. You said no. You're the mad.
I'm the kingpin. I have no idea myself. Like I was saying earlier, I've created my own Fakepedia app. Any question you have, you just put in the search bar now, and it brings up the answer.
It's in the pinned live stream chat. Live stream chat. Pinned messages.
Live stream chat. Oh, I see. It's got my name. It's
under Rachel.
Jan Irvin would be proud of what I've created here, actually.
I don't care about Jan Irvin.
Who's put you in a mood? Why are you in a mood? What's happened?
Nothing. I don't care about Jan Irvin. Good mood or bad mood.
Oh, go on then. Right, Russ, you're gonna have to be good then.
I don't see it down here, but I can. There's six pages.
Live stream chat.
I did
go
that.
Go to the top. Go to the pinned messages at the very top.
Okay. Pinned messages. Okay, I got you. Ready? Hi, this is the original simulant. Hold on, did I get kicked off the thing? Okay, 1 second. Hi, this is the original simulant from Central Florida, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on fakeologist.com.
That was pretty good.
Pretty good for me. Not so bad.
That was very good. Is that good? Does that sound good, boys? Jarrett and whatnot? There's Nick.
It sounds good.
He sounded sad, if I'm being honest. Sounded really sad then and sort of forced.
This guy at the gas station, he's always like, why aren't you happy, man? Why aren't you ever happy? I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, there's plenty to be smiling about. So then I thought, okay, fine, you know, for now on I'll let the inside out, you know? So I'm smiling at this gas station. This fucking lady, this gosh darn lady says, she says, what are you smiling about? Well,
there you go.
So what
the happiest place on earth.
I know, but I got to kind of, I didn't realize I was always scowling. I don't know.
Let me see if I can play a happy song.
So you're from Switzerland there, Garris?
Yes, I am.
Old Swissy. You have to do, in the clocks.
And the clocks. I don't own a Swiss watch because it's too much expensive for me. But I know about them at least.
From you speak like? Are you from like the Alaminic or what? You know, what it is the?
No. I'm from the French speaking regions.
The Alaminic is like the German area, right?
Zurich is in the German area, of course. But I can say that the German Swiss. Speak way better French than we do. Feels like happiness is the truth, because I'm the happy grandma. If you know what happiness is to you, because I'm the happy.
There you go. Sorry, somebody fought. Somebody muted the fakeologist. Alright, that was the happy song. Carry on, sorry.
Yes, I say that The German Swiss are way, way better at French than we are the French Swiss at German.
Did you say somebody's better than the German?
No, I say the German in the Switzerland, they can speak French. Very good. But the French-speaking Swiss, they cannot speak German for nothing.
German Swiss is not German. Come on.
No. They are not German, but kind of.
But even German people cannot understand Swiss German. It's completely incomprehensible. It's like Quebecois.
Yes, it's a slang on its own, and there is even some region in Switzerland that is named Grison.
Jarrett, you need to be a little loud.
I'm sorry. there is a region in Switzerland named Grison where there is only 10,000 people that speak their language. Nobody else in the world speak that.
They're almost fakeologists. I mean, there are very few people who speak our language, right?
Yes, it
that's
is.
Hi, hello.
French and,
full health again today.
That's what happens when me and Denny get the ball rolling. You know, you got somebody's got to be first to the party. And then by the time, you know, the party gets midway through, those people are the most wasted. So.
Well, Denny always gets the ball rolling. Denny's in very good.
No, that it's just location. It's because I'm on the bit of the plane that gets the sun first. That's all it is. You know, if you've got we had someone who lived in Vanuatu, then I'm sure they'd be first.
I'm on the side of the so-called plain where the rain is first because it's tropical rains here in Bogota.
The rain in Spain.
We have a Venezuela report from Bogota.
I don't follow any so-called news, so I don't know, but I've seen a lot of Venezuelans, yes. A lot. Like, I cannot prove it's 1 or 2 million like they claim, but it's thousands of Venezuelans I have seen firsthand, so yes.
I got a report from someone I know in Trinidad, and he said the Venezuelans are coming with guns and drugs by the boatload to Trinidad.
I'm not surprised, yeah. Yeah.
At least they are coming with something.
Yeah.
Because here we are many people coming empty-handed.
That's right. At least
they come with debts to the Swiss banks, right?
Well, at least in Trinidad, they're worried. People there are just worried about the destabilization effect of the drugs and the guns. Already fairly lawless there, apparently.
I know, I've been there, and I have driven around. I wouldn't do that, but it was my colleague, my work colleague, and we went to a party, and he was drinking, and normally I wouldn't step into a car when someone's drinking, but yeah, okay, I did it, he was completely drunk driving there through the capital, Port of Spain.
That's the capital?
That's the capital of Trinidad and Tobago, yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought that was Haiti. Maybe that's Port-au-Prince.
No. Haiti is Port-au-Prince.
Yeah.
Not France.
Yeah, it's the same thing. I mean, Spain or princes, same thing, right?
Oh, it's the same thing. And at the time they give the name, the king were cousin, I suppose.
Yeah.
What other crimes have you been done, Gaia?
Sorry, what?
What other crimes are you trying to report your friends for doing, Gaia?
I took illegal pictures of the house of Tim Osman in Khartoum, Sudan.
Oh.
So, yeah. I posted them before, though. You've seen them, probably. There were guys with machine guns sitting outside as guards, and so he had a huge so-called satellite dish in the backyard. And,
these guys at the front,
they
have a New York map.
Yeah, I didn't ask them now, but it is, I mean, he's a clear operative and part of the families and so. I mean, people who say Osama bin Laden didn't exist, I don't agree with that. I mean, of course, all these actors, they put in videos with a beard and so. They're actors, right? But there was, or is, one guy who is part of the Bin Laden family, right?
I mean, yes, yeah, so, of course, but maybe it's more an ID than a real person.
No, I think there's a real person, but they used his identity for other actors, like they did with Saddam Hussein, with Adolf Hitler, with so many others who had body doubles and so on, right? I mean, it happens.
Hey, let's say hi to Laura Mars. I just brought her into the audio chat live stream.
Live from Mars. Wow.
Yeah, actually.
Oh, Laura Mars. Hey, Laura.
What's up?
Hey, Laura.
Hey, Laura.
We brought the we brought the fair sex into the audio chat. We have to. We've shed all our female voices.
That guy is still here.
Some and they're not here anymore.
Sorry, Gaia.
Do you run the girls off around here? Is that what happens?
Me? No, hardly.
All of you.
Yes, that's exactly what happens.
Yeah, this is. I think this is toxic masculinity at its finest here, because we've lost all the females. They can't. They don't last here. I don't know what it is. I haven't done an exit.
They just run off when you get in contact. They're fine up until they meet you, and then they go. And Russ, you're the same. You know, Rachel was fine, right? Faye was fine. Guy is still here. You know, it's just some. But yeah, good evening, Laura.
Hi. What do you think it is that runs off someone?
Well, we don't. I don't know that we don't do exit interviews at this place. They just leave.
They don't.
Exit interviews. Yeah, they don't stop by HR on their way out.
No, really.
No.
Yeah, code 9 and they're gone.
Laura is a bright young woman. Just couldn't be more of a joy to interact with. Very smart. Has her. You know.
That's strange you say that, because I think I'm kind of a cocky motherfucker too.
Well, Laura, could you just introduce yourself to the Fakeologist audio crew here? Because I've never heard of you before.
Yeah, I know. I sort of just showed up, I think, in 3 different Discords in the past 3-4 months. Well, I guess it's been longer for JLB, but yeah, I wandered into JLB's little realm he had and met some really interesting people in there. I'm not into conspiracies or fakeology, or I'm learning about it myself. Like, this is just, it's just awesome to meet people that are in these communities to be able to talk about this kind of stuff. Because I come from the gaming realm, if anyone is a gamer around here, I don't know, but.
Present.
Yeah. So what do you play, or did you play?
Strategy games. I play survival games and so. But okay. But I'm not like a hardcore gamer or something. No, but I like some games.
I had to sell my PS4
hardcore
because I played too much.
Yeah, playing too much is what happens. I lost like a decade of my life, I think. But I was a hardcore World of Warcraft player. So
really? I did Lineage. Maybe you heard Lineage too. I also lost many years in MMO.
I heard it. I never got into it myself. But yeah. And
do you know Europa Universalis?
No, I don't think I've heard of that.
Paradox Games.
No.
Okay.
For me, the thing that
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
I was saying, for me, the thing that stopped video game was that I was started to think about it on my way to the job, when I was doing something else, and I started to see that it was distracting me too much.
I quit everything and moved into my virtual world. What are you playing there? Because I'm a healer. I usually play healer. What class you got?
Me and what did I play? Well, yeah. I don't play anything anymore. It's been
okay. What were you doing in Warcraft?
Well, I was Warlock.
Usually.
So Warlock.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That's good.
Yeah, we were pretty crazy. I mean, I was one of the people that we competed. I led a very successful guild, in my opinion, top 100 U.S. in the U.S. So, like, that was – it was somebody just said, I didn't see who it was, but replaced their life. I mean, that's what it does. It's you go into that world. You don't
– Yeah.
If you're going to go that far in it, I mean – so that's what I was doing for all these – years of conspiracy, big media fakery. I was gaming, and I'd look at CNN and be like, okay, that's what's going on in the world, and back to the game. So I haven't really had a chance to open my eyes, I guess, until I quit gaming and had to join the real world. Sorry about my uncle, by the way. He barked earlier and was really loud.
I've been there 2 hours. Yeah.
Well, we're glad you made it to Fakeologist.com. That's fantastic, Laura. You're, I think, the lone female representative right now. So I hope you stick with.
Yeah, I don't.
Don't let these boys intimidate.
What about Kayham? What about Kayham? Kayham's a wonderful young lady, and we've got Rochelle. We've also got Bidet.
I haven't seen them in ages.
That's true. Just nice. Ban him then. If you're not seeing them, just ban him. No, I'm only kidding.
Listen, and there was last year this lady from Switzerland also.
Faye was wonderful.
More or less.
Yeah, well, you fall out with everyone, you.
Overall,
just arguing on your own.
I had no, yeah, I don't know what her exact issue was, but yeah, she did a lot of contributing to fakeologist.com. It's not taking anything away from it. I don't know. She was doing a lot of Fakepedia, and I know she locked horns with Gaia. I'm not a big Fakepedia observer, so I don't really know. I know Gaia knows exactly, but I don't like to get too much into the drama of things. I just like the contribution.
Well, we've had some good contributions from most people, so that's a good start anyway. So go on, Laura. Tell us what your big awakening was then.
Oh, I was done talking about me. I feel kind of awkward now.
No, we're not done. We'd like to hear more. We all know about each other. We all bore each other with tears.
I know I'm the new guy here, so I got to talk.
You're the new lady.
Yeah, new lady.
Where are you from?
I think more like a guy, I think, these days. I'm in Ohio in the U.S. I don't know. You're in Canada, aren't you?
Ohio's in the U.S.?
Yeah. Some people don't know that, just so
you know.
People that don't know that will not find it here.
You're across the, you're just across the lake. Whereabouts in Ohio are you? You don't have to give me a street.
Columbus.
Columbus, oh, the Blue Jackets. They're trying to fight our Montreal Canadiens for the last wild card, so we're against Columbus right now.
I watched a little hockey a couple years ago. It was my first time really watching it, and it was probably the most enjoyable sport for me to watch. I'm not a big sports person, but, you know.
As a Canadian, I did like hockey. Very nice of you.
Yeah. Thought you might like it.
It's true. It's active. It's not like these stupid American so-called sports, which are just commercials and so, right?
As a Canadian, the American involvement and subsequent taking over of the league is a double-edged sword. Most all the teams. I don't want to get into this. All the teams, new teams are American. So you guys have injected millions of dollars into the league, which we're grateful for. So really, as much as we don't like the fact that the Stanley Cup, which was the ultimate goal, has been pretty much moved from Canada for the last generation. You guys provide a lot of employment for the good Canadian boys, most of them from where I live, that go and make millions on the American team. So in that sense, we're grateful. So there's my little treaty. Even in small places like Columbus, because I think Columbus is a relatively small city in the United States.
Yeah, in the United States. I think it's become the biggest city in Ohio now, though. It's grown. It's growing.
Oh, yeah.
So, Laura, can I ask you, did you look into the Humboldt hockey hoax?
No, I didn't. I wasn't thinking about hoaxes. I was really honestly watching it to see if there's going to be a fight. I was kind of pumped. Never saw a fight, but...
Are you talking about hockey?
Hockey. Is that what we were talking
about? Yeah, no.
Hockey's big in Switzerland.
Hockey's big in Switzerland. Interesting.
Yes. When you have a lockout, most of the great players, they go to KHL or here in Switzerland.
Oh, right, yeah. That when we had a hockey lockout, they went to Europe to play. Because they have to keep playing. They're like machines. They got to stay oiled, so you're right. They usually go to Europe. Very good.
The third league in the world for hockey.
But what kind of hockey do you mean? Field hockey or ice hockey?
No, ice hockey. We're talking ice.
Okay.
A little louder, Jarrus. A little louder.
Yes, we were just kicked off the playoff in hockey, Geneva.
Okay. Geneva, all right.
Yes.
I have no knowledge of European hockey. All I know is we have a couple of Sounds like a musical horn there.
I'm sitting inside, and even here you can hear the 10 million people outside. Sorry.
Yeah, let us celebrate this technology. We have Columbus, we have Toronto, we have Geneva, we have Bogota, we have New York City, we have Lakeland, Florida, and we have Morocco, all in the same call. Let us celebrate this technology for as long as we have it. Amazing. What a call.
I think if Discord goes down,
yeah, Manchester.
We replace it.
Oh, sorry, Manchester.
UK.
Yeah. Oops, I wasn't looking at the list.
Didn't know you had a list.
No, I'm just I'm looking at the list of chatters.
Was that from memory? That's pretty good, that.
That's pretty good. I'm sorry I forgot you.
Hey, okay, don't worry about it. I'd rather be, you know.
Laura,
did you put your actual picture in your profile, or is that just an icon you pick?
So I used to use Discord, you know, for my stream and gaming and stuff. I haven't even, changed my picture since then. I guess I should, considering these Discord chats I've been entering lately, I probably should change that now.
Oh, okay. Well, you look very cute.
Very much.
You never once said that about my picture.
I'll meet you in about 15 years for that comment. We'll hashtag
it. Yeah, you'll tag me.
Anyway, I think that's sexual harassment case number 4 there. So.
Yeah, that's why everyone has left. Yeah.
Yeah, you have to be subtle. Yeah, I'm joking. So go on. I'm still waiting for the big awakening. Everybody has a big awakening.
I have done video chats here. I know there's video on Discord. I don't know if any of you guys.
Yeah. Are. Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I've seen Denny from Manchester live on camera.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Does it work well, the video?
It depends on your connection.
Yeah, of course. Is it better than Skype or the same?
Yeah, more or less the same.
Yeah. Same.
I like it better than Skype. I think it's easier to use than Skype. So.
I've only seen Russ from the waist down.
Yeah. Oh, my. Now you're talking.
Oh, yeah.
He's got the cross cam.
Some kind of drone.
It turns into a sausage fest here.
This is why we lose ladies. See, guys? That kind of talk. That kind of talk.
My first time
right
on
off.
The internet. I'm so offended. So I need to
get. Oh, yeah. Imagine that was true first time. That's like, you know, kid gloves. That's been brilliant. Yeah, even I got offended on the first time I was on the internet. And I was offended at these truthers. So, you know, it's one of them things. But I went to a boys' school, though, so, like, I'm used to men waggling the bits about, verbally as well.
We never hear you. Laura, in case you never log in again, can we get a bumper from you? You record these things called bumpers.
What's a bumper?
A bumper is just a, I think I'm even using the wrong radio term. I think it's called a stinger, where you just announce the radio station people are listening to.
Oh.
And we have the script under the live stream chat text. If you go to pin messages.
It's far too difficult. Just say who you are, where you're from, and how you find it.
Right? Well, I don't think.
That's too long. I can't.
Most people can't remember the script. Almost nobody can do it without the script.
I'm super embarrassed now. There's a bunch of people listening.
You just got to give your name and your social security number.
Okay.
And, your CCB code.
There is an awful lot in the chat.
And your bra size is very important.
Jesus Christ. Jesus. This is why we're going to have to get a delay.
Well, Gaia, you got to give your bra size first. I think it's triple something anyway.
Yeah. Well, it's about 24 billion kilos.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you forgot your Mother Earth, aren't you? Yeah, there you go. So let's just tie it in for everyone out. I told you need to run your jokes by us so that we can tell you if they're jokes or not.
Yeah. Well, if you don't want to do it now, this is, goes for anybody. I have a button on the main page of fakeologist.com called SpeakPipe. It's a little voice program where you can go to SpeakPipe and leave a message, a voicemail. So you can put it there if you want, as long as you read that's in the live stream chat at the top of the pinned message. So if you, yeah, you don't have to do it. No, I don't want to put you on the spot because you're brand new and you're female, and therefore we have to be a little more caring.
But still, there is one. There's one question outstanding, and I think that Danny was right. I mean, what was the event or a sequence of events or something that make you wake up that there is something going on different than what CNN, as you call it, portrayed?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't hear the full question before. I know somebody said I didn't answer it. Give me just a second. Let me think about it for a second here.
Go ahead.
Because there's two things that come to mind. One was just like an event I saw in person that what I saw did not match what was in the news report. So I thought that's very interesting.
That's interesting. Yeah. What was it?
So it's kind of weird. When I first moved into an apartment, it wasn't like my first nice apartment here in the city. There was a little event outside that had a guy who tried to rob one of the gas stations. He had a gun. He was going through the apartment complex nearby, and he ended up sitting next to a little pond. I'm trying to recall the whole event. It's been a couple of years, but it ended up being a active shooter kind of situation, SWAT team, all that shit. All of us standing around watching, wondering, like, what's going to happen. He was threatening to kill himself with it, the revolver he had.
Was it a drill or real to your mind?
To me, absolutely real. I was told to not go into my apartment. After it happened, because we just moved in, like, this was the first week in this place. These guys are like, just so you know, this doesn't usually happen around here, and we can give you 50% off for this month. Like,
Whoa, that's good.
Yeah, I got a discount.
Spend a drill every month.
Right. Well, at the time, I was terrified. I was, you know, all the neighbors were like, "Oh, I wonder if someone else is going to try to rob and come through here with a gun." And we have kids, and it was scary. And traced down the news report, which I thought, well, shouldn't this be on the news, like big time or something around here? And I really didn't see it. I heard it on the radio. I have an app that's had at the time, like a radio scanner for the local police department, because I like listening to that shit for some reason. But that was kind of the first moment in my life where I thought, why wouldn't they report what actually happened, which was we saw a SWAT team rush the guy and do a beanbag cannon thing, what it looked like.
Oh, damn.
They sent a little drone on wheels to get the revolver out of his hand. So he did not have a weapon in his hand. He didn't have one. But they rushed him. It looked like they tackled him and maybe stunned him, but didn't look like guns. And then I think the news report we saw later was he died from self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head, and he did end up dying or something. I don't know. It was just crazy. Like, nothing in the report matched what we saw.
So they beanbagged him, and he did not shoot himself.
Oh yeah, no, he didn't have a gun in his hand.
He did not. Okay.
No. I actually have pictures of the little crowd that was gathered around. I was trying to zoom in with my shitty iPhone at the time. I didn't get good one.
Yeah. Oh. So you're saying the media totally over dramatized it and said he shot himself in the head when that's not what happened?
Not according to my eyes in front of me.
Oh, okay, wow.
And what happened in front of me, yeah.
So maybe it was a drill.
I don't know.
I would say that the media portrays stories that they control, and in the background there are things happening. I mean, it's not like nothing is happening. I mean, there are people with guns, there are people who are robbing, there are people being suicidal and all that. And that happens, and you can see that happening. And then, like you say, Laura, and the media doesn't present the story the same way as you did. They dramatize it or they downplay it according to the agenda that is scripted.
Wow. They overplayed this one. They over-dramatized this one, according to Laura. But for what reason?
Yeah, I could never figure that out. It was a strange discrepancy that led me to kind of not really turn my head from anybody who might be a conspiracy theorist, kind of. And took a little nosedive into conspiracies after that.
Interesting.
I have a little story that have very similar. You said revolver. I was passing in a bus, just one street, not too far from my house, and I saw already right after they shot the guy what happened. But prior to that, I did some, you know, investigation, and there was this guy. He was robbing the house. The police kind of tracked him, and they called the other cops, reinforcements. There was already around 3 or 4 undercover guys there. So he saw them as he was coming out of the house that he robbed, and he ran back inside little house, 3-2-story house, through somebody's apartment, kicked out the air conditioner, ran down the fire escape, and from the backyard he wanted to jump over the fence. And at that moment, already a captain or whatever, a sergeant, a cop, the main cop, was waiting for him there, and he supposedly had a revolver in his hand, and he shoots them. But the main thing was right after, he shoots him in the head, dead right there. And that's what I saw. All the cops, they were jumping and cheering. One guy was just running across the busy street because they were undercover. They were not dressed as cops. And he was just like his soccer team won. He was cheering because they shot to death. You know, the guy was a robber with a revolver, yeah. But what's so fucking fun about that? I think the main thing, they're Satanists. They want to kill. Bloodthirsty.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that, but I tell you, if someone has a gun and you don't, of course, never know if it's alive or not, real or not, either way, you just have to feel as a police officer and just assume that it will be used to kill them. So I think it's always an us against them, your life or my life, at these stressful moments.
He was running across the street, jumping up and cheering. Like,
but these people are indoctrinated, right?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, I agree. It doesn't seem like a very humane thing to do, but in the heat of the moment, in an almost warlike environment, when it's really just a violent incident, and I think people do act strangely, especially when they're in crowds. Especially you're in a team of
only.
Tell you about that. What I can say about that was when I was in the military in Switzerland, it's mandatory. Not that I wanted to be here, but when I was in the military in Switzerland, we have a kind of the drill, an exercise, and it was you have your assault weapon, you know. And there is somebody walking like 6-7 meters in front of you, and then suddenly he goes your way. He wants to run to you with a knife or something. And the drill was you get to say, "Swiss Army, stop or I shoot." Then you get to arm the gun, lift it up and shoot. And the point of the exercise was to say, you get no time to do that. If you get somebody like 10-15 meters in front of you and he starts running your way or getting something out of his pocket or something, you get no time to say something.
It has to be a reflex for you. It has to be a reflex. You just have to do it. Otherwise, there's no time to talk.
Yes, and when it becomes a reflex, there is more room for error because you see something move, you draw your gun, you shoot, then it's too late. Yeah. But it's better for your safety if it's a reflex.
Oh, yeah, I agree. Yeah. That's the point of drills. And I posted something on fakeologist.com, just to go off on a tangent here, about what I believe could be a real drill that they did and are doing in high schools. And they don't like to tell anyone, very few people anyway, in the school that they're doing an active shooter drill because I suppose they want real reflexes and real reactions. And apparently they were shooting something, some kind of blank, beanbag, paintball, and they're actually causing and drawing a little bit of blood, just because obviously if you shoot anything at close range on your skin, you could draw blood. And it was just traumatizing the teachers and the students alike. And real people can really possibly die in these drills, because if they don't know it's fake and the stress level goes through the roof, they could potentially have heart, awful, real consequences to these so-called active shooter drills, which, you know, they could have real negative consequences, especially, of course, if they create a whole event out of it, like they did out of Parkland, which I guess is the last super active, super duper shooter drill that they did and portrayed it as real. So,
yes, but I'm sure, think the more real people are wounded in these drills, it's better for them.
Well, I don't think they're wounded as in shot with actual live ammunition.
No. But like jumping through a second story window, or running and breaking your ankle, or
yes, yes. But, you think that's
good for them? Yes, I think that's good, because you get somebody on the news that is really hurt, and I can say something with truth, because for them it's real. It's really real. Not an actor or anything.
I don't think it goes to the top of the news, though. I don't think an active shooter drill that's not portrayed as real, I don't think it goes to the top of the media cycle, and you get to learn about the broken ankle and the welts on the body, that kind of thing.
Like a live testimony. You know, we are on the scene of an active shooter, and when you see the background, you get people limping and all that.
That's interesting. Has anyone ever seen that in the media, where they show an active shooter drill with people actually get hurt, minor injuries? I've never seen
that. Well, the only people I've heard about being injured in the Ariana Grande are people who were injured exiting.
Right, trampled.
And so that makes perfect sense. I wonder if there's a window where if a load of people get injured straight away, they can just say, right, it was down to something real, and then the stampede caused the damage. Or would the drill, you know, could they pass it off as a drill if not many people get injured? Don't know. Sorry. Anyway, go on, carry on. Sorry about.
All right, let's bring Laura back into the equation. You still there, Laura?
Yeah, sorry, I had to step away for just a second. My dog is, he's still a puppy, so.
All right. Do you feel like doing the bumper now?
No, I'm going to do it privately.
Okay.
It's too much pressure.
All right, you know there's SpeakPipe. I don't know. If you go to my main page, go to the right side, scroll down, you'll see a button for SpeakPipe. Dump it in there, it's fine.
Okay. Yeah, I'll do that.
Thank you so much. That goes for anybody, of course. And just to remind people, if you're listening to this on the download, when we go live, you can go to fakeologist.com/radio3 and listen to this live stream live. You don't have to join the Discord. We do stream live all the time. You can leave that channel programmed on your dashboard, on your smartphone, wherever, and listen live. It's always silent unless someone's in the live stream and broadcast. That's a little feature that nobody else that I know has, a live stream audio chat, always streaming live on the IceCast server. Well, there you go. We've got Nick, Tryptamine, Jairus, Lormars, Napoleon, Gaia, all here in the live stream chat on March the 25th, 2019. Have there been any major events today that I've missed? I haven't checked in on the terrorist news network today.
No, here in Switzerland, we have many French media, and they're all about the yellow vest.
Yellow vest. That's a big thing going on that doesn't get any media here.
It's crazy, because if you see history, there is a May 68, if you heard about it in Europe.
No, I did not.
Okay, it was like a student semi-revolution for civil rights and working rights and everything. It was like a mini revolution, but not big, like a weekend in May with many, many troubles. But supposedly, to see history for what it is, what they say, it's supposed to bring many, many social change in society and everything. And then it was just like a weekend or a week. And then you get 50 years later a protest that goes on for 5 months. And it brings nothing, absolutely nothing. Nothing came of it.
Is this all because of the French gas tax? They just jacked up the price of gas? Is that all this is about?
That was the beginning. That was what they were saying at the beginning. And then it started evolving with Yes, because tax is too high and everything. It gets into a real, real, real big movement. And then it started fading. And now it's almost dead.
I think the yellow jacket. Okay.
This weekend they were saying it was less than 30,000 people in the street, in the whole country.
That's still a lot. Okay. Oh, you're saying it's scattered all over the place.
Yes, but it was 500,000 the first days.
Yeah, that's huge. I'm not sure if that made the media here.
But I don't know. I don't see the fakery or the angle for the people in power in that. I really struggle to see it because if you are the French government, it makes you look very bad abroad in the other country. And I don't see. Maybe the point is to say that whatever now you do, even if you get on the streets and protest, you can't have nothing. Maybe that's the point.
Well, all right. Did that spill into Switzerland or?
No. There were some French people that gathered in front of the United Nations, but that was just one time, and there were like 100.
Oh, that's nothing. Okay, that's interesting. Other than that, there's really nothing happening in Europe right now. There's no worldwide events that we're just still working on the New Zealand event. I guess that one is just starting to wear off in the world.
No, there was a shooting in Holland last week.
Right, that's true.
The week before.
Okay.
Strange shooting. More like something private or money-related than anything. But in the media, they said it was terror-related, of course.
Yes, exactly. I mean, Holland is a little bit like Switzerland. I mean, it's an island inside of a sea of psyops. And it was in Utrecht, the city I studied.
Okay.
The story, I didn't follow it closely, I didn't want to, but the story is that I think a Turkish or a Moroccan guy was like an honor crime, and he shot his ex-girlfriend or his ex-wife or whatever. And then three people died at a tram stop in Utrecht. That's what I read, not more. But it was the same thing with all the RoboCops coming in with their SWAT team outfits and all that stuff, and blocked ambulances. It looked like a drill.
Ah.
Also, we had one of the dead babies from Sandy Hook's dad's died, so there you go. That's another bit of news.
Committed suicide, right?
I thought that was Parkland. Was Sandy Hook had a development? Sandy Hook?
Sandy Hook, yeah.
Okay, so what actor decided to leave the stage?
I've just got my hands full. Gail, will you just go over this, seeing as you read it recent?
No, I was mistaken. I think it was what Ep said. It was Parkland. There was a Parkland survivor, so-called, who committed suicide. That's what I read.
Suicide, yeah. They were guilt-ridden for being a survivor. Who can play that clip? Somebody play that clip in the live stream.
What is funny is that if you read the article, the girl is always smiling. They cannot find the photo where she is not smiling.
Or had bad gas. Go ahead. Who can play that clip? Let's use our new fakeologist, fake bot that Tryptamine so kindly provided. And if someone wants to try it out, do a search for the story, and then just press the 1 to 10 and play the story. See if we can try that out. Who wants to try that? Who's on there?
I can't do it because I'm on my smartphone right now.
You're on your phone. Who's on their desktop?
I will play one video, which is actually showing this, because I think she is in there. In this
All right.
one. And
Go ahead, yeah.
And it is also, I mean, it's a more, how do you say it? It's a more, it's a broader perspective of how these, where is it? The comments? Yes, here. Minus play.
Yeah. We're trying to enhance the audio chat with a little bit of audio clippage.
It should be playing. I don't know why it's not playing.
It's paused.
Tryptamine is here. He can help. Oh, you gotta skip that. I had the happy song in the queue.
And Russ has left. Sad.
He's not happy.
It's not playing.
Did you? Yeah, try again. If you, I had the happy song in the queue and I had a pause. So if you, I can't remember how to unpause it. Tryptamine, how can we unpause it?
Resume.
He's trying. He's trying.
I'll resume. Right?
No, I did resume, but his video isn't playing. I don't know.
Oh, we'll try again, maybe. Maybe it has a quiet part at the beginning. Who knows?
Never mind.
We'll get it right.
No, and it's not a video where you have to subscribe or you have to click yes, I'm older than 18 or I agree that this can be offensive or something.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if that causes.
Yeah, there.
You can stick your phony terror up your ass. You can stick We won't believe it, never. You can stick your phony terror up your ass.
Are you sure this is it?
You can stick your phony terror up your ass. You can stick your phony terror up your ass.
Skip that one.
But the video is great. It shows a compilation of all these smiling characters.
Oh, I know. But that doesn't work on this stream.
I know, but it's up to the people, the listeners, to search for it.
No. But you're missing my point. In the stream, we need news reports that we can pick apart. We can't.
How can you show a smile on a video?
You can't show a smile on an audio. That's the whole point. Anything we play has to be audio friendly. You can put links to videos later, but I'm trying to get you the idea that we need to play a few reports and then just listen to them and talk about them. That was the point.
I understand. But this is a compilation of smiling crisis actors.
That's why it brought me to Fakeology. I can say in 2012, I knew that some things were fake. But when I saw the Sandy Hook parent and then the Boston Marathon and all that's what broke the story for me. That's what I started saying. But everything is fake. Not some events. All of them is fake.
Right. I'm an auto hoaxer, and I'm proud of it.
And then if you remember with Sandy Hook, you have the father that was making gritty.
Robbie Parker. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Even that, it's in. It's made a
little louder, Jared. A little louder.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Even that, it's made in purpose because we see that, and then we start denying that it happens, and we are further divided with people that believe.
I really don't think that was done purposely, and I'll tell you why. I've explained it before. When you're pretending to cry and you're not really upset, it's going to look like a laugh. I do not think that was on purpose. Obviously, this guy is an amateur. He's not a professionally trained actor. So he's a crisis actor, which means he's recently hired. When you try and fake crying, it's going to look like a laugh. It's the dividing line between crying, fake crying, and laughing is very fine.
I can speak from experience. I had a moment where I was laughing about something. I don't remember what it was, but it was really laughing your ass off. And I started crying, unconsciously, like uncontrolled. I started crying, laughing, like that.
Well, yes, you can laugh till you cry. We get that, but try and force yourself to cry. I said this before.
Let me cut some onions, please.
Well, no, that's a physical trigger. You got to try and do it all mentally. Yeah, it would help if you threw an onion in your eye, then you'd really tear up. But that doesn't bring the flush blood to your head.
And the mainstream believers they are throwing at us. Yeah, you are not a psychologist, so you cannot decide or you cannot analyze these things because you are not so-called trained to do that, right?
I'm a fakeologist. Yes, I study human emotion.
Yeah.
Yes, and we all see people react to somebody close to them dying. We all see that, and we see that it's genuine. And when you see
I haven't seen anyone close to someone dying in a long time. I guess I'm lucky. No one I know has died lately.
Two years ago, a friend of mine shot another friend of mine. 3 years ago,
wow.
In fact.
What a bugger.
And on the street, and I didn't hear or see anything. Just when I came back to the place, it was all done, and the people of the family of the guy that was dead, they were crazy, like crazy. Just try to get a mic in front of them at this moment. You cannot get a Korean speaking. So that's what, made me start question everything, because it was so fake. It was crazy.
Mm. Yeah. The Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School community is mourning another loss. Sydney Aiello was a recent MSD graduate who was close friends with Meadow Pollock. She was one of the victims of the Parkland shooting. Harry Codd from our Miami station has more.
This is 19-year-old Sydney Aiello, a young woman who a Marjorie Stoneman Douglas teacher described as a joy to have in class. Aiello was close friends with Parkland shooting victim Meadow Pollock. Aiello's mother told me that Sydney felt survivor's guilt and was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder after being on campus the day of the shooting last year. Aiello's mom said Sydney struggled to attend college classes because she was afraid of being in a classroom and was sad, but never asked for help before she killed herself. Her mom hopes Sydney's story can help save others.
It breaks my heart that we've lost yet another student from Stoneman Douglas.
Ryan Petty's daughter, Elena, died in the shooting. He's focused a lot of effort on suicide prevention since the Parkland tragedy, worried that traumatized teens might take their own lives.
I mean, do you listen to it? I mean, it's completely void of any emotion, this guy speaking, right?
Well, yeah, but reporters aren't supposed to get emotional.
No. The interviewee, the guy there.
Oh, yeah. Now, I'll tell you something. I was telling a young person that the Parkland thing was a hoax. I was talking to a budding fakeologist who was just trying to get a handle on it. And when he heard this story, he reverted right back to saying, no, Parkland is real. This story turned him right around. Right around.
You don't want to be the monster that say, people are not dead, it's not real.
Yeah. Who's got the sirens going?
Yeah, me. Sorry.
Okay.
I'm sitting inside with the doors closed, but still.
Yeah. You better go in a closet.
Yeah, no. Sorry. My wife is not home. I'm okay here, sitting here, looking at the millions of people around me, but no.
Just take a picture from your balcony and post it.
I posted it. You've seen it.
Oh, I did? Oh, I must
yes.
have missed it. No, I didn't see it, honestly.
I will send it to you privately.
All right. Be good to know where you are.
You've seen my other photo with the from when I was living in the north, in Bucaramanga, with the and the satellite dishes, right?
With the, I honestly don't. I don't remember it all.
Yeah, you liked the post on it was back at Peace of Mindful where I posted the picture. When this troll Barbara Mueller said, you have to point the satellite dish exactly at the so-called geostationary satellite, and then I showed a picture where all these satellite dishes were just pointing degrees and tens of degrees differently than and you like that photo, so you
Dude, I used to install dishes. It's not that accurate at all. You catch the signal somewhere and it could really vary.
Yeah. I'm sure. It basically just has to be pointed in a general direction.
In a general direction. You need to know, like, south 120 degrees or whatever, right. And then you'd use the sat finder where you move it, the dish around, and when it points closer to the day, it's beeping.
Yeah, and that's the good thing of being close to the equator. I mean, that's a new experience. Well, not really new for me, but I mean, it's new compared to most people because most people are either from the Northern Hemisphere, most people, or from the Southern Hemisphere, Australia and so. But here, being at the, close to the equator, that's interesting because you see different things, right?
Well, remember, the equator is just where the sun's above your head. No.
There's no sun above my head. It's raining like crazy.
Yeah, fair enough.
So let's get back to the... Did you pause the Parkland clip, or did
sorry, I did.
No, I want to play a little more, because the...
Can I just resume, and then it works?
Yeah.
Petty says, people need to ask questions to someone who might be considering suicide, like, have you thought of killing yourself? And have you had any intention of acting on those thoughts?
My advice to parents is ask questions. Don't be afraid. Don't wait.
Sydney Ehrenberg-Seltzer is president and CEO of the Children's Services Council of Broward County. She said there are lots of community resources, like the 211 hotline and a new program called Eagles Haven, opening next month in Coral Springs. Seltzer said the Parkland tragedy proved that we all need to work to get over the stigma associated with mental health problems and an inability to ask for help when we're struggling.
Sorry to pause, but this is what it's about. It's creating a new business, right? I mean, you get all these kind of organizations, all these kind of people popping up and making money and making business and life out of these so-called stage events, right?
Yeah, it's an industry. But my point I wanted to make, this story completely undid all my fakeology that I was trying to impart on this person, and now I have to start over and this is the complication with these.
Yeah, but before I hit resume, I have it here on my button, but... What was really the point? What really convinced that person?
Well, I don't know. I haven't got in depth. I think it's just the fact that, somebody died in reaction. But just the news reporting on this was enough to make them think Parkland is real. And that is the point of these ongoing dramas. That's the point of creating these stories. They reinforce the original myth. Very hard to break.
Okay, I will resume.
Said it's important for parents to look for suicide warning signs, like kids who hurt themselves or stop taking part in important activities.
Parents have to be a little bit more aggressive if they see those signs and not just wait for the child to ask for help, but maybe to take them to those resources.
Sydney Aiello loved yoga, and her mom said she wanted to dedicate her life towards helping others. Now you can help her family by donating money to a GoFundMe account set up in Sydney's memory.
Here we go. Don't these people have any shame? Or all these people at Parkland, I think, is a fairly rich area. Don't they have any money? These people immediately go to the bank, go to the public for money. It's to me, that's kind of shameless.
It's an easy trigger. Because people tend to identify. I mean, look at how people look at just a simple thing like a Netflix series. People identify with the people they don't know on the screen. And with these events, it comes close because it's a school, it's somewhere in their neighborhood, or it's someone they know, or it's some, like what we talked about before with Laura and also with Garris. An event that you can relate to because you have seen something like it, right? Like a gun, you have seen a gun in your real life. Yeah. So it's is emotional blackmailing.
Yes. We have Bing in the chat. Bing has, we haven't heard from Bing in a long time. Hi, Bing, if you can hear. I think Bing is just listening. Bing is a longtime contributor at fakeologist.com. Big house, big group here tonight in the virtual gathering of fakeologists around the world. Fantastic technology.
Can I ask, what do you think was the
little,
worst...
A little louder, Jairus, a little louder.
I'm sorry. Can I ask, what do you think was the worst hoax of this right now?
Worst hoax of the 20th century? 21st
yes.
century?
Yes.
Well, it's got to be 9/11 still, I would think.
No. When I want to say the worst executed. Like, you even see the wires and everything.
Oh, I think maybe some of the fakes, the space fakery. That's pretty, well, I'm just guessing. I don't know.
You remember the one, I think it was in Pakistan or Baghdad, where there's a video how the car explodes. Somebody leaves the explosives at the car. Then the car explodes and victims arrive and they start rolling on the ground. Drop on the ground and start rolling, and then the car arrives and they pick up the victims.
Yeah,
and first they reported it. Yeah. First they reported it as the real one. Then they had to retract it, and they said, "Oh, it was what the fuck?" I don't even know what they said. They tried to make some excuses.
I don't know that one.
You can see the actors. Staging
I have a video.
The so-called deaths. Yeah.
Well, put in the live stream show notes so I can look.
And that is related to the so-called poison gas attack in Syria, because the first journalist reports were even the journalists, they said it was fake. And then all these pages were taken down. Because it was, of course, real. Assad was poisoning their own people and all that. But it was in the beginning, it was portrayed as real. And even the journalists, they didn't believe it. And they posted about it. They said, no, it's fake. And then later they took it down. So it was like a revelation of the method.
Oh, okay. That's a double whammy. One of those double bluff type things, huh?
For me, one of the best ones was the Las Vegas shooting, where you see real video of real people, and I believe it's real, and then one guy, or multiple guys, actually saying, this is not real bullets, this is not real fire, this is something else, this is like speakers and so on.
Oh.
They see it on camera.
Okay, me, I think Boston Marathon was one of the worst.
Okay,
I agree.
Tell us why.
I agree, yeah.
Yeah, because there was so many things. Even at the time, I have listened to Alex Jones. Even he was confused about it. It was really, really badly done because there were so many things, you know, like they shot one friend of the two supposed perpetrators.
Mm.
For nothing, and you can see the video where the flag is not even getting hit by the blast, and there was cuts on the ground that didn't move. The guy that got both legs amputated and didn't start bleed until somebody gets to him. It was so many things in the Boston Marathon hoax that I see for what they are.
Yeah, I agree, Garris. I had the same thing like you. I mean, waking up to hoaxing as a theme with Sandy Hook and Boston. Those were the main wake up moments, I would say. And this guy in his wheelchair putting upright on his leg was so called.
Were they
blown
in the
off.
Same year? What?
No, Sandy Hook was 14th of December 2012.
Right,
and Boston bombing was April 23rd, 2013. So it's
So it was almost one after
months
the
apart.
Other. They're pretty close.
Yeah.
Pretty close, huh?
Yes, but those two ones were really, really bad.
And I think that is, I mean, we're not alone. I think that is what woke up a lot of people, even if they're not registered here.
Do we have any predictions for April? April's a big month. Do we have any particular countries or events that you think might occur?
No, I think we will have some things in
the summer. A little louder, Jareth. You keep going faint.
Sorry. I think we will have some in the summer.
Summer. Summer is the best time. Everyone's on holiday.
And they're alternating. They're alternating, right? I mean, they have the anti-Muslim one, like New Zealand, or the Breivik, or whatever. And they have the pro-Muslim, so-called pro-Muslim, but Muslim terrorist one. And they alternate.
Yes, but never when there is a big event like a World Cup or anything like that, strangely.
A World Cup, yeah.
Well, now that they got the internet under control pretty much, for the most part, you know, they're going to start rolling out with all kinds of events, even big ones, because that was the problem. As soon as something happens, people are going to start reporting it.
I mean, basically, that started with Oklahoma. I mean, Oklahoma was the...
biggie.
Yeah, it was a biggie, and it was the libertarian target audience.
The citizen militia.
It's
the white militia, white nationalists. They're big on white nationalism.
I mean, even they didn't even portray him as a white nationalist in most reports, right? Timothy McVeigh.
I think he was mainly militia. Citizen.
Okay. But it was mostly like libertarian.
I never heard the word libertarian at the time.
Really? Okay. Last year they did one with the so-called YouTube shooting, right?
Oh, yes.
Right. Okay. I forget who was the perp for that one.
I'm not so much into Sims like you, but I think this
was a lady.
Yes, it was a lady. Yeah.
It was a fake-looking lady. CGI-looking lady.
Yeah.
With some crazy video where she was dancing and
stupid
things. But she did not look real at all.
No, you're right.
There was a bunch of videos on that channel. That's what's fun about it. Like, we got most of them were playing, having fun.
Yes, they were saying that they demonetized her and she was gone crazy. But the thing was, she was not making money with her video.
I don't think anyone's making money on YouTube now.
Yeah, and the thing is, it is targeted towards us, right? I mean, targeted towards people analyzing these stories and showing the inconsistencies and all that. And so we are the target audience. And I think that will happen this year again. If you ask, okay, what's your prediction? I cannot put a certain date. It will be some occult date or so. But it's stupid.
420.
Some date, some place. It probably won't be in Switzerland, right? But it's the target audience. It's switching. Either it's pro-Muslim or it's anti-Muslim or it's pro-white or it's anti-white or it's black or it's anyone. But mostly it will be against the people analyzing these stories, so us.
First you have this Mueller report, so the left-wing conspiracy about... You know, Trump going to prison and everybody is over. Their dream is over.
What a nothing thing. That is an amazing piece of nothing. It's amazing how they keep that going.
What about QAnon on the other side? There was Pizzagate, QAnon.
Did that get any real traction? I don't know. But this back and forth with Mueller, this is just... It's all made up. It's all ridiculous, really. But people
That's all
are.
All they talk about on Facebook here. Yeah. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No. The audio chat is meant for interrupting. As you can hear.
If you like this audio and want to support the site in a small or big way, please hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the Fakeologist.com webpage. You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription. or one-time donation. Thank you for your support.
In my dreams, I have a plan. Yeah, Laura, I always tell Laura, never apologize for interrupting. You don't have to ever apologize. I know that's a female thing. I live with females, and I always tell them, stop apologizing. Just do it. Don't
yeah,
feel bad.
But I've done that, and I just end up feeling like such a bitch about like butting my way in. But now I don't even just remember why I interrupted you to begin with.
Well, maybe we need more bitches.
Well, I was going to say earlier, April 20th, yeah. I think, is the 20th anniversary of Columbine, if I remember.
Yeah, and that's Hitler's birthday.
We were talking about that. And yeah, Hitler's birthday. But
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was just explaining, Columbine to somebody who was going to watch the movie Bowling for Columbine. So I had to explain that Columbine, I guess, was the high school shooting hoax template that they used.
I would think so, yeah. That was
that's a template.
In my lifetime, that's the biggest one I remember.
Yeah. I don't know if anyone's done a really great breakdown anywhere. I suppose I've posted
it. I must say, Mark Sikorski is...
Oh, Mark did. Mark. Okay, yeah. He did a great breakdown.
And the same day, I mean, looking at Fakopedia, you know...
Oh, you've got it in there?
Yeah, and the same day... was the Deepwater Horizon oil spill.
All right.
Oh, wow. What did you say his name was? I'm still diving into, you know, this whole realm.
Peacefulmindful.com.
Yeah, it's the story about that lady in the kitchen or whatever she was. She was in, the guy was in the hallway. No, he walked in. So the story. They did a nice breakdown, but it wasn't much video available back then.
Yeah, but it was kids escaping through the window, and there was no window broken or something like that. I mean, I think he did a good job. I mean, I left Peace of Mind, but I think still, overall, I'm not agreeing with everything he says. Especially if he says that, who is it? Queen? Freddie Mercury is Dr. Phil. I mean, sorry, I have to switch off then. But most of the time, he's quite right.
To go back to the QAnon thing, what do you think about that?
Dude, what a load of crap. And how embarrassing is that people who pretend to be truthers, I mean, they claim to be like us, you know, following the breadcrumbs. That's ridiculous.
I feel sometimes sad for the people that follow political party. It's like a sports team.
Yeah, but have you noticed? Fuck those people. They're dumb. It's present. We've got to be aware of it. That the president itself and the media and the whole conspiracy, they're all playing into the thing. It's not just anonymous trolls. You know, that they're connected because president uses, you know, the way that he talks and the way that they stage things. They kind of play on this idea that there's going to be a draining of a swamp and a deep state and all of that stuff. That they keep the conspiracy going. It's not just the 8chan random, you know. There was previous events, like there was somebody prior to that doing similar things, and it's probably the same crew, but they're now connected with high up, and they stage in the shit. 8chan has this history for a while, actually, of staging a lot of events together with, looks like, you know, CIA or whoever.
Yeah, but it's the first time that a U.S. president taps into, let's say, our world. That didn't happen before.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. That's why we're special, because we see the truth, and it's so important that they have to...
I mean, you could say John F. Kennedy, but it is mostly parroted by people who haven't seen the full speech, right? I mean, there's a short snippet of the speech, It's like, yeah, there are secret societies controlling us and blah, blah, blah. But if you look at the full speech, is actually he is not on our side at all, right?
Well, 60s was fun, you know. There was a lot of racial tensions and everything. It's hard to understand
this
period.
But this guy, he actually set the stage for all the space hoaxes, right?
A lot of conspiracies were first originating when this new crazy wing came to power in the 60s, yeah. It was different before. It was done differently.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if anyone looked into the so-called murder of JFK, but two publications, two types of research I can recommend is Miles Mathis' take on it, and also Tyrone McCloskey, who was a contributor here at Fakeologist as Blue Moon, and I think they have done a great job. They have nailed it.
What are the conclusions? What are they saying? What happened, or what's the key?
I mean, of course, it was a staged event. I mean, we know it's a staged event because this so-called video was released 11 years afterwards. I mean, come on, man.
Of Columbine?
No, of JFK.
Oh, sorry, JFK, sorry.
Yeah.
Zapruder film, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I mean, it's a joke.
Yeah, it was the best they had at the time, the technology to make sort of a botched video, sort of trying to fit the time with the 8mm film, handheld projector camera.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was the first time that they released the term conspiracy theorist. And also, it was the first time of the Trans-Pacific broadcast of any event in history, because the so-called murder of JFK was the first time it was transmitted to Japan in that age.
Interesting.
So. And just 6 years later, they can broadcast from the moon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, thanks, exactly. And Richard Nixon doing a phone call with the moon with less problems than we have today. And that is actually, I think that is such a great point to wake up people.
Yeah.
Really, I mean, it's so easy to wake up people using Apollo. And I've done it myself. I've awoken my father-in-law, who is 84, and he saw it live on TV, and he came back to me 2 weeks after we talked, and he said, listen, Gaia, not Gaia, but my...
whatever your name is. We don't know your name.
Yeah, okay. But Gaia, listen, Gaia, I must say, I've seen it live on TV. He literally said this. I've seen it live on TV, and now, with your arguments, with your points, I must say, no, it didn't happen. And I was like, oh, man. Yeah, I asked him, like, man, thank you. I mean, you have been... He's not a fakeologist at all, right? I mean, he's just a normal person in a normal audience. But it is... And also my mother-in-law, his... not wife, but his partner, also had the same epiphany. We were with the... the last lunar eclipse, we were here in Colombia, in the north, so outside of the city. We looked at the stars, and she, for the first time in her life, she saw the Milky Way and all the stars and all the bright light that was coming from it. And then I said to her, "Yeah, do you understand why I don't believe any picture that NASA puts out there with a pitch black background? Because it shouldn't be like that. It should be grayish or something, right? I mean, there's combined light coming from the stars." And she was like, yeah, now I see it. With my own eyes, I see it. Like that, right?
Yeah. Very good. So what was the main thing you used to argue? Just the phone call thing where we have hard times making phone calls to a cell tower?
Yeah, I mean, that is what you can use to the current Facebook, WhatsApp generation of today, right? I mean, we have all problems connecting all the time, every day. I mean, here in the chat as well. And then, at that moment in 1969, Richard Watergate Nixon, could call without problems to Neil Armstrong to the moon. I mean, it doesn't make any fucking sense. Sorry to say.
Wait, they broadcasted the video signal from the moon. It's not, okay, calling there from here, maybe it's easy. Say they done it, but doing the video broadcast from there to here, 240,000 miles away, you know, that's insanity. Where was the power? You gotta have a ton of power to broadcast the signal that far. Try to do that here.
Yeah, and that's a good point. And I think it's good to put it in the conception, if that's a word, of the current generation.
Hold on, listen.
Yeah.
Lack of gravity for you. Tranquility Base, this is Houston. Can we get both of you on the camera for a minute, please?
I think we're going to have a here. I want both of them in the field of view.
Roger, we'd like to get both of you in the field of view of the camera for a minute.
Yeah, I think something rather important is coming up here.
Neil and Buzz, the President of the United States is in his office now and would like to say a few words to you. Over. That would be an honor. Go ahead, Mr. President. This is Houston out.
Hello, Neil and Buzz. I'm talking to you by telephone from the Oval Room at the White House. And this certainly has to be the most historic telephone call ever made from the White House. I just can't tell you how proud we all are of what you have done. For every American, this has to be the proudest day of our lives. And for people all over the world, I am sure that they too join with Americans in recognizing what an immense feat this is. Because of what you have done, the heavens have become a part of man's world. And as you talk to us from the Sea of Tranquility, it inspires us to redouble our efforts to bring peace and tranquility to Earth. For one priceless moment in the whole history of man, all the people on this Earth are truly one. One in their pride in what you have done, and one in our prayers that you will return safely to Earth.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's a great honor and privilege for us to be here representing not only the United States, but men of peace of all nations, and with interest and a curiosity and with a vision for the future. Honor for us to be able to participate here today.
And thank you very much, and I look forward, all of us look forward to seeing you on the Hornet on Thursday.
Len, I am not a crook.
Splashdown should be on Thursday, 1250 miles southwest of the Pacific.
I like that beeping. That beeping really helps. You know, that whatever that beeping pulse is supposed to be. Is it some kind of relay sound, or I don't know what it is. That's pure Hollywood there. That's good. That really gets you thinking that they're somewhere far away and not just in the next.
Yeah, but that's also what exposes them, because there are other parts where they beep, and literally after half a second later, they're responding. And that cannot be, according to the mainstream story, because it would take 2 seconds to go to the moon and back.
how it doesn't. Right, yeah, yeah.
Does anyone ever know how did they come up with the idea that the moon is 240,000 miles away? When did that number, I wonder, first appear? What's the origin story behind that one? Figured that one out. Came up with that number. It's, I don't know if it's Masonic, 238. I wonder where that came from. Kind of mathematical calculation.
Yeah, I think there's the sizes and distances of the moon and sun, which are our closest neighbors, right? I mean, the rest is all derived from that.
Right.
And they came from shadow length and observation on Earth, right? If you move like 30 minutes, then oh, yeah, so much shadow is lost or gained or something. I think it comes from there. And okay. I don't know if that's true, but I think the moon is far away. It's not like that Earth's claim is 5,000 kilometers, 3,000 miles. No, it's not like that, because if it would be like that, then the moon would look much bigger when it's in zenith than it would look from Ushuaia or Oslo or whatever.
Yeah.
So I don't know what is the real answer, and I subscribe to any answer, but okay, it is kind of far away. I mean, it's just what we can say.
Sure. But just the idea of the technology to send, make a phone call, yeah, that's almost with what they call very good latency, which means, yeah, there's almost no lag. The lag is, yeah, that's incredible.
Yeah, incredible. And that is how they explain away the so-called errors on the ISS, right? I mean, they present astronauts hanging from harnesses and even seeing them pulling harnesses. That's a great smoking gun, right? And then they explain that away. Yeah, there's a problem with the, you see kind of pixelated stuff going on. Yeah, that is because of the connection. So they have problems with connection in 2018 or 2019, but they didn't have that in 1969, and the president could call completely freely with the astronauts. I mean, come on.
Yeah, tryptamine, you're trying to volume on this play. Is that something we can control, volume? Tryptamine is,
yeah,
our fantastic programmer.
From 0 to 200.
Well, what is the what's the default? 100?
100, yeah.
Oh, you're trying to lower it or crank it up?
No, I was trying to crank it up, but the music wasn't playing anymore.
Oh, you think it wasn't at 100 when it was playing?
Yeah.
You want to try it again?
If you want to, sure, yeah.
Yeah, try it again. I wouldn't mind. Any commands you've got? I'd like to.
That's too much. Yeah.
Yeah, let's keep it at 100.
Yeah, well,
Oh, you can make it 150.
No, 100 is best, because otherwise it starts to overcharge.
Distort.
Yeah, it's just.
Oh, I didn't know you could do it 150. That's it.
Yeah, I mean, sure to me. Thank you, man. I mean, you're a great programmer.
Yeah, helping us out. Making the audio chat hopefully more interesting to the great membership here.
Yeah, what happened to our female World of Warcraft player?
She's here. She's just muted. Laura, do you believe in the moon landings?
I think I heard my name.
Yeah, Laura, hi.
Moon landing.
What is the Mars in your name?
Yeah, what I was doing.
I'm on Mars. I thought we covered that. As soon as I came in, I am the first person on Mars.
Oh, yeah. Elon will be so upset.
I am envious.
Yeah.
No, moon landing fake, yeah. I think that's what you guys were asking. Mars came from the eyes of Laura Mars, a film. I think when I first joined, somebody was talking about it when I joined the text chat in Discord. But
Oh, okay. The Eyes
yeah.
of Laura Vaughn.
Yeah, it's a movie that I liked as a young person, and I tacked it on my gaming name, and I've just kept it ever since. And now it's just, it's me. I am that now, I guess, online.
Oh, yeah, all right.
Somebody just posted it, if you're on the PC.
Yeah, oh, all right, that's cool. Here, you think the moon landing was fake?
Yeah, I...
Yeah.
It's not something that I feel, I've always known for sure, of course. Like I said, in my gamer days, I was not even slightly privy to anything, really. So, but since then, that was probably one of the first ones I was like, oh yeah, how did I not see that the
yeah.
whole time?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess easy entry, right?
Yeah, 9/11 was kind of it took me a little bit. And I will say Sandy Hook was just especially an emotional, I don't even have children, but probably just being a female, I was like, no, there's no way they couldn't. And then,
you didn't believe that at all.
Well, it took a while. Yeah. I was pretty stubborn to swallow that one. But I think it was, I can't remember the name of the guy that was going in there, not Alex Jones, another big guy that he went in and did a documentary. I think I came across a documentary. There's been a lot of information very quickly, so I mix a lot of stuff up.
Yeah. Dave McGowan?
Maybe.
No.
Maybe the,
you went into that?
Dave. I don't, maybe it's not. You know, I'll just look it up. I'm on a computer. Hold on.
Yeah. I have to. Well,
he was big on the.
Yeah.
Sure. Sandy Hook was 2012. That's when I woke up in 2012. That was probably the first big one that came across my desk. And I'm convinced that it could be fake only because 9/11 fooled the entire world. So
yeah.
I thought that was easy for me to, and I brought that up at Christmas and it didn't go over too well.
Oh, yeah. Probably bad time to bring it up, I would think.
Well, it was meant to be brought up at Christmas because
yeah.
they literally did it the day before or maybe the week before the break, 2 week break, which happens all across North America. Maybe even Europe, too. They take it 2 weeks.
Right, it was Friday, 14th of December.
Yeah, so there would have been a break. The Christmas
yeah.
break usually starts. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what was meant to be talked about?
PDF file I downloaded, I think. It was the Nobody Died in Sandy Hook. Whoever wrote that, I think, was the guy in the thing I watched.
Well, that was probably Jim Fetzer. He did a book on it. First he had it on Amazon, then it was taken down, and then he put it up for free. I never looked at the book myself because it came out a couple of years after, and I didn't need to know any more details. So
yeah.
I don't get deep into the details. These guys all pick these videos, and they drill down real hard. Seems like a lot of work, no real payoff, but they do it. Just like the guys that deconstructed the New Zealand video. They've
mm-hmm.
torn it to shreds now. Even if it was meant to be torn to shreds, they did it. They've done it. What did you think of the New Zealand mosque event of last week?
When I saw the video somewhere, saw it somewhere, and yeah, at first, we haven't seen a first-person shooter kind of thing, have we, before? I don't
no.
know.
I don't think so, no.
Easily.
It was a bit of a surprise.
I watched the, and I'm not a person that really digs, like I said, it's not that I'm not into fakeology, it's very interesting right now, but I just haven't been where you guys have been for sure with all of this.
Yeah.
But I, at first reaction, I try not to read anything on the headlines or whatever. I just, whatever video people have, I like to watch that myself without any other people influencing my opinion, but it looks pretty damn real to me at first.
And you're a gamer.
Bodies, yeah. I mean, I was competitive in Counter-Strike Source. And,
oh, yeah. I was doing Call of Duty, also competitive. But you remember the journalist lady in the red dress or something? She got shot also. The guy had a pistol, but the field of view was just like a shooter.
Oh, yeah. That was the journalist doing an interview. So I can't remember where that was. Virginia.
Yeah, that was obviously a hoax. They did it very badly back then.
Well, that's the guy that said he was just celebrating his six-month anniversary or something with some woman. I just remember that foolishness.
Oh, I think I remember. Yeah, a couple of years
ago. He called it something funny, the six-month anniversary. Maybe it was his three-month anniversary. And he was some strange looking person that was somehow, I can't remember how he's connected to the story. Well, maybe
he looked totally CGI. They doing the CGI victims, right? I mean, CGI, you know, everybody. A computer can create.
I find it a hard path to take. I mean, of course, I've seen these bullets disappearing and so, but you can explain it away of low resolution and contrast with the background and so. I mean, in the end, it's a stage event. That's clear.
Yeah.
And you see some things popping out of the so-called victims, which I think it's a paintball gun with some paint in it. Yeah, and then it shows like, and people interpret it as blood, right? I mean, because it's a red fluid coming out of someone. But it's just paintball. If you have played paintball, I mean, it can hurt, but it's not. Yeah,
these little paint. Yeah, Moulange is a very advanced because of the movie's technology. Moulange, where they have all the effects of blood and gore, that's pretty advanced thanks to Hollywood.
Yeah, they can make a perfect video now. It's not a big deal for them. So
I think that's a lot easier than CGI. Gazal, the guy that was on the server a long time. CGI is a lot of work, takes a lot of man hours. If you look at all the CGI movies, the blockbusters, if you look at the credits, they're about 20 minutes long. There's about 5 million people that create CGI. And they employ a lot of these CGI movies. They must contract 20 or 30 CGI companies just to do modules of the movie. So there isn't that much CGI, just because there's too many man hours, even with the supercomputers, to make it. Yeah. It's a lot easier just to hire a crisis actor.
Exactly. I mean, if you can get away with doing it cheap and dirty, you will do it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's how business works. And this is a business. I mean, staging events, HRDAPR, is a business.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. You're not going to do CGI. Although, that doesn't mean they don't use some form of CGI, or maybe they make the face. They just take a real person and put on a face somehow. For instance, I think a lot of us think that Snowden could be a face. He's never appeared in public. Mm-hmm. He's always on a screen. So there could be elements of Snowden that are CGI. I think there's this funny guy from SPL, Southern Poverty Law Center, Mark Potok. He definitely has a digital look to him. I think we all accept Max Headroom from the Coca-Cola commercials from the 80s. He was CGI. I think we agree on that. That wasn't a real person.
Yeah, but on Snowden, I have seen the documentary Citizen 4, and you see this guy in a hotel room. And it's an actor, of course, but it's a real guy. It's not like a CGI character.
Okay. But what about the face? When they always show his face, just on a two-dimensional screen, that part might.
Of course. I mean, we know. I mean, models, they CGI everything, right? They Photoshop everything because they want to look the greatest person on earth, right? Yeah. There is CGI going on, but I don't think that Snowden, whoever it is, real name, birth name, whatever, but I think it's an actor. It's not like a completely invented, non-existing person.
Okay.
Because of that video I saw, where he was interviewed by BBC reporters in a hotel room somewhere, and allegedly somewhere in Taiwan or whatever, but I mean some hotel room, and it showed a real person, at least. Of course, he's an operative.
So he could be a composite character for different scenes, like in a movie. We got some CGI, we got some real actor, we could maybe have a combination of funny things.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same with models. I mean, models, fashion models and so. Well, they are.
In movies, we have stunt doubles. movies have doubles.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. And they're real people doing the stunt, right? And it's not like some CGI. It's a real person, and they may have padded things and a green screen and all that stuff, of course. But it's a real person doing some stunt.
They use all the techniques. There's not just one technique.
Yeah.
It's like, I know I get crap from Xylophilex on Sims. He says, oh, not everyone's a Sim. This guy's real. And well, I have a list somewhere on the site, ecologist.com, of the 11 projected ways that they can simulate victims where real people disappear, where they want to be reassigned, they want new identities, they're in debt, they're in trouble. There's 11 different ways to simulate a victim. And it's not all just creating one out of thin air.
Mm-hmm.
But
I mean, it's the same thing with Osama bin Laden, right? I mean, the guy who appears in these videos with this beard, and they're all different, and they have different noses and different beards and all that stuff. It is, of course, not Tim Osman. It's the name I use, right? But it is some actor or a group of actors, which we know happened with Saddam Hussein, with Adolf Hitler, with many others.
Yes,
they who just play a role, right?
Security.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah. Problem with that.
I mean, in essence, I agree with X-Files analysis, and when he pulls into people with families, and they have to fake the family and all that. Yes, but look at drug dealers. I think that's a great comparison to crisis actors, because how many people of your family, let's imagine you're a drug dealer. How many people of your family know that you are a drug dealer and you are involved in illicit activities?
Activity, yeah.
Yeah, it hardly anyone knows. I mean, it's a double life. A double life is no secret, right? I mean, it happens.
Yeah.
And then still it can be a real person, and then still you can make CGI, Photoshop stuff aside of it. So just like you said, App, it's not a black and white, it's either this or that. No, it's a combination of different technologies they use, right?
Oh, yeah, every technology. Why wouldn't they?
Yeah. I mean, and that is why I think the space hoaxes, space travel hoaxes, are the great example, because they show they use different technologies. They use green screens, they use harnesses, they use real persons, actors, and they portray it as somewhere else. Yeah, they use pools, they use bubbles, and all this stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then pointing it to one specific thing, it's pars pro toto fallacy, right? I mean, you take one part of it and use it as the smoking gun, but you have to look at it in the whole, right? I mean, look at it from what kind of possibilities they have. And I must say, I mean, Zal is an expert on CGI and so, and I take him as that, and I believe him, and he's far more advanced than what I could ever produce.
Yeah, because he works in that,
Yes, and he is saying that, no, that could never be CGI, and then, but you don't know the full extent of your work field, right?
Right, he doesn't know everything about CGI. He knows some.
Yeah, he knows a lot. Yeah,
I think a lot of it.
I mean, and that's the difference between a merited authority. He's an authority on CGI, like you are an authority on producing truth-seeking content online.
Yes, yes. I've experienced lots of it. Lots of time put in. Anyway.
I mean, you are good at transporting goods through Canada, right?
Sure.
And
pretty good. But
so merited authority exists. That doesn't mean you have to jump to unmerited authority, where you have to believe everything someone says.
I agree. Who's left on the call? Do we have any more clips to play?
Justine is still there.
Yeah.
Barack Osama.
So, Tryptamine, do you think you can figure out how to start at a certain time on a clip?
Yeah. I'm editing.
He's at it. Tryptamine's on the case. We should have a solution within the hour, the way he works. Fast.
No, but if I work on it now, if you want to use the bot, you won't be able to, so I'm going to edit when no one is using the bot.
Oh, thank you. The bot would have to leave and go be operated upon. Fantastic work. We love it. Thank you so much. To have our own bot is such a great thing.
Yeah, and if you have other ideas, just let me know.
Yeah,
because it can basically do anything, like if you just have some.
This bot is fantastic. I don't have any other ideas right now, but I'll think about some. I usually, as I see other things, I just copy them and incorporate. So I'll have to just think about that.
What's the bot? Hello,
Laura Mars.
Feed it? Sorry, yeah.
I keep having
to mute because the dog is going.
Hello, Laura Mars. Hey. I'm so glad I'm a female here. Can you stay a while?
I'm trying to stay today. I have the day off. I have tomorrow off too, but
I just meant down the line. We always lose a female. Maybe it's my personality. I must be bad. Toxic masculine.
Yeah, you're all very toxic so far.
Feel toxic.
I don't think it's that Britney Spears song.
Right. You can play it.
Laura, I mean, how is it? Okay, maybe you're not so much talking about these things, but how is it when you talk to other female, other females, other women?
The female unit. Female unit.
Other women. In your environment, I mean, how is it, I mean, are they more inclined to wake up, or are they more inclined to stay away from it and you're in World of Warcraft, which is kind of a community. It's kind of a it's people who generally, I would say, detract, how to say it, stray away from the news and all that stuff. So how's your experience in that?
Well, like I said, I don't really play anything anymore, and if I did, there's no way in hell anyone I ever knew gaming would probably care to talk about anything like this. In real life, I don't have other anymore. I never really had too many female friends to begin with. Probably just my personality, but the one female friend I do have, definitely, if I chatted with her, she lives across the country, she's in Seattle, but if I was like, hey, you want to talk about 9/11, it's not going to go over well. Like, she's just, and I love her to death, I'm not going to try to change her mind. I think I've come to that point now. It's like, well, you're going to be that crazy person if you try to go change everybody else's mind, so you just got to not really talk about it until you test the waters with someone, kind of dance around topics, see what they think. It's just not really worth drama and fights about it.
People's realities it's very personal.
Oh, yeah.
You're almost wrecking their personality.
Within the last year or so, just talking to my mom about things, it emotionally upsets her, and I don't want to do that. She's in her 60s. Why should I try to change her mind about
world
anything?
View.
She's a very sweet woman, and she would get upset if I was talking to my stepdad, you know, about some of these things, because he's a little on to some of it. Maybe not as much, but he's no dummy, that's for sure, for someone who's probably never jumped into conspiracies or fakeology or anything like that. But
there is a saying that you shouldn't talk about politics and religion in public, right?
And fakeology.
Yeah, well, that is what I was getting to. actually, our realm of thinking is actually more suppressed than that. It's even worse to talk about conspiracies than to talk about religion or politics in a social environment.
Yeah. Well, that's because fakeology is a combination of religion and fakeology.
Yeah, it's debunking both of religion, the religious view that the mainstream media portrays a story as real, and politics, of course, it has to do with all the agendas played out there. Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead, Laura, you talk some more. We've talked enough.
Yeah.
I forgot what we were talking about.
Clips you want to play? You were asking about the bot a bit.
Asked about the bot. I was curious, what does it do? You just feed
it's mainly a music player.
Okay.
It's mainly a music player. You go into the commands channel, text channel, and you can type dash or minus sign help.
Okay.
I believe.
Can I control it if I want to pause something that I've played?
Yeah. We can, anyone can control it at any time. So if you start it, I can pause it. We all have access to it. It's just a wonderful player. What it does is it goes to the YouTube library and finds matches and plays.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great for talking about clips. We can play a clip, and Tryptamine is going to allow it to go to a certain timestamp, which is going to be great. So we can play clips and talk about them. Because my favorite shows are clip shows. Agenda's a clip show. Max Rat had a clip show, which I thought they're the best. Because instead of you doing all the talking and explaining, you can let the mainstream media explain it, and then you can pause it or stop it and tear it apart, which is the best way to really go back and forth and deconstruct. I love the deconstruction into the psychology terms because no one else does it. No Agenda is the closest thing I've seen, but they will not talk about HRD, PAR, or hoaxes. They always laugh about it. The moon landing, they dance around that too. They make fun of it. They make silly.
Mm-hmm.
Which just tells me that they're guarding it because their mainstream audience is too valuable to piss off or alienate. When they start talking like that, they might lose their donation stream. It might just be wacky for their donors. I really think that money drives them like everyone else.
Oh, absolutely. I would. I don't even know the people. You know, I haven't watched or been
it's
in the
a, it's room, a podcast.
But yeah. So or listen to them. But money is going to be the answer probably for a lot of those questions you have for a lot of people.
Yeah.
I don't blame some people. I can't blame them.
No. I don't either. People are driven, and they have their reasons. That's what the fake bot, psychologist bot, is all about. It's a music player, and or a video player, YouTube player, I guess is the best way. So if you have a story, we can play something. Oh, there is do a search. The best way to find a video is you type minus or dash search, for instance, and then you add the search term. So you could type dash search and see if there's anything on the Parkland students going to New Zealand. That's fascinating how they interlace the hoax. They link them together in advance, and then, of course, when it happens, then they're already there. And
I read that, yeah.
Maybe you could do a search for me, because I can't right now. And just type in search Parkland victims New Zealand. See if there's any news reports on that. That might be interesting.
Do you type it in the commands?
Already did. Sorry. I already did. Okay.
Cool. And then it'll give you a list of search results, and then you just type in the number.
But it's not playing. It's queued on.
Oh, it's queued?
Yeah.
Well, it should play. Maybe you got to resume it.
Oh.
Okay, it stopped.
Your trip said skip.
Oh.
Yeah, now it's playing.
I mean, we came here because we were invited by New Zealand to come and have this really productive youth leadership experience and summit. And I think that it's been just so inspirational, so much more than we ever could have hoped for, because we are a community that was brought together by tragedy, one that has faced extreme circumstances and come out and unified. And that's something that we've seen here, too. And while there are different circumstances, to know that there is that sense of community and that sense of camaraderie in unifying as a community and coming together and just doing something, it's quite inspiring. It's quite beautiful.
Well, that may be, like, I've explained this on, I was on the last
that I
part.
Ever feel, because that was a day that was supposed to be beautiful, that was supposed to be full of love and life, and it was ripped away from us. We will never be able to really experience Valentine's Day, to experience school, to experience life in the same way that we used to. And while that is heartbreaking,
no more candies on Valentine's.
We've tried so hard to make some positive change out of something that never should have affected us, never should have affected anyone. And ultimately, that's why we're here now. Not as much to mourn the past, but as to look forward to the future. It was said to us yesterday at the tribal house that you could either fall apart when tragedy happens, or you can band together and become stronger. And essentially that's just what happened in both cases, both here in New Zealand as well as in the United States in Parkland, is the students got together and they just became stronger out of this tragedy.
Well, still gone?
Yeah, it's done.
Well, that's another thing. Is there any way you can indicate, can the bot indicate the time that the countdown of the of what it's playing? For instance, a timer or something, so we know how long or how what point
yeah,
it's at?
That
would be cool. Just so we know if it's almost done or it's not even close to being done. Some kind of timer would be great.
Yeah, no, I'll add that. I was thinking about that, actually. I'll also add a way to... Like, if you want to skip a part or skip, like, 3 seconds or 5 seconds.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, or 30, more likely. Oh, that'd be great. That's great. And a time, start of the timestamp. Well, that'd be fantastic. Yeah, if anything, these events, another one of the things they like to do with these events is to really unify disparate communities. And they tell you what they're doing. They tell you in their words and their actions what they're trying to accomplish. So this girl here is just saying, yeah, we're trying to bring communities together, because of course when you bring in lots of people of a different religion and a different socioeconomic background, there's going to be great differences that need to be overcome when you're trying to throw them into a completely foreign land to them, since New Zealand definitely a British rural agricultural economy, and to bring groups from other continents that have different religions here, that's a recipe for conflict, no doubt. So if you create a tragedy, that's what they use for unification. It's a big thing.
I've seen it live. When 9/11 sort of happened, right? I was working in the bakery, and I was working with mostly Moroccan guys, not only, but...
Right.
And this guy, I mean, he really, radicalized. He really said, yeah, we need to take down the West, and it's... I was like, I mean, come on, man, we used to have fun before, and suddenly you change, like, I am, as a white European Dutch guy, I'm so called the enemy. No, of course not. Yeah. I mean, come on, man. I still see you as the same guy. I mean, I wouldn't say friend, but I mean, you're a colleague, and then we get along well, and there's no problem. And suddenly he was like radicalized.
Oh, and so it was the opposite for him. He went the other way.
But at that time, of course. I mean, look back at 2001. Everybody believed it, right? I mean, there's no one.
Oh, yeah, of course.
No one who was awoken at that time, and the second day said, "No, it's a hoax," and about no.
Right? No. Yeah. No one even dreamed. Would never have dreamed about any of those ideas.
No. I mean, we took it as granted, and we're not at fault here because we woke up, right? I mean, but it's of course, we took it as a real terrorist event and blah, 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 all the mainstream story. But I saw it happening with him, and I was like, and the other Moroccans in the same bakery, they were not like him. They were not radicalizing. They were just living their lives the same way as before. So it was just him. So it's not like something against Moroccans or against Muslims. No. No. It's just him.
He happened to be Muslim, happened to be Moroccan, yeah.
Yeah. But he got really, aggressive and radical
about this thing. Yeah, it's a good thing, and America deserved it. And actually, me, as a white guy, and like right from the center politically, I would say, in that time, I also thought the same thing. I think I thought, yeah.
Well, you were given that thought. You were given that thought. That thought was put out there.
I mean, I still think it is, if you follow the mainstream story, I still think that is true, because if you fuck up the countries in the Middle East, you get something back, right? I mean, if
you blowback, blowback.
Yeah, blowback. Yeah, exactly. I mean, that is not related to any race, religion, political.
I never heard of the term blowback, but that was floated out there. All these thoughts, like, I contend none of us have our own thoughts. We're given the thoughts, and we just choose whatever one fits us. All these ideas are put out there. And I accepted blowback for a long time, for sure.
And it was actually when I started traveling, which happened after that. I mean, like I said, I've been to Sudan, which is a Sharia country, right? Not the most accessible country for most people. And then I started to realize, okay, how people are living in those countries and how they are subverted and how they are... I mean, is it really so crazy as they portray in the news? No, it's not. But at the same time, I talked to a guy, a black Sudanese guy, said, I come from Darfur, you know, Darfur, where all the bad stuff happened in the west of Sudan. And he told his story to me, and he said, my father didn't have anything, and I came to the capital, and now I have a job, and so. And I mean, at that moment, of course, I didn't say, okay, you're a liar. No, I mean, there is stuff happening. It's not like it's complete hoax things. I mean, same thing I see here in Colombia and Venezuela. So, I mean, there is stuff happening. So the effect of it is real. Even if they're in the media, they portray a story that there is some terror attack. That story can be fake, but the effect of it, that is real. And I think that is very important to realize, and especially if you deal with real people, right? I mean, you know, Ed, I mean, you live in Toronto. I've been to Toronto only one day in my life, and I've seen a lot of Indians, like from India, not Indians, Native Americans, right? But I was like, okay, this is Toronto, okay. I had a great time that day. It was really great, but there are things happening. I mean, it's not like the effect of it is real. Even if we know about 9/11. The effect of it is real. Even the story is false. The same with the Second World War, right? And how was it? The Gliwice event in Poland, which was the like the 9/11 of Second World War, German soldiers dressing up as Polish people and hitting other people, right? I mean,
that's real. That's a real event, by the way, we just had a 16th anniversary of the beginning. If anyone remembers that, the Iraq War, and I just did a post by a mainstream media guy that I've always liked. I don't know how in the fakery he is at all, but he's one of the few voices out there that writes in opposition to the normal mainstream. And if you go to Morab, MOREAB, fakeologist.com, you'll find a link to a journalist who was kicked out of certain media organizations for his writings. His name is Eric Margolis. M-A-R-G-O-L-I-S. Yeah. I've always liked his writing. He has a good article on the anniversary. And really, the pretext for going into Iraq, everyone accepts, almost all thinking people accept the premise to go in to Iraq to rout out the weapons of mass destruction. That was fake. Most people agree the premise was fake. It was BS. And of course, certain people we thought had integrity, like General Colin Powell, for him to go testify that he thought there were weapons of mass destruction. We all thought he was really prostrating himself and making himself look like a fool for saying it, because we had a lot of confidence in his ability to reason. And I think most people accept that form of fakery, that phony excuse to go occupy a country for controlling resources.
Yes.
That's accepted fakery. Everyone accepts that, I think. No one believed after a certain period of time. And I think in the end they admitted that they could.
Yeah, and that's the thing with the First World War, because that's what I was thinking about.
Oops. I got 5 minutes left.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
Okay, we have Ab, who has 5 minutes left.
Yeah.
But I would like to know about the First World War, because that was the Narija so-called testimony of the babies thrown out of incubators.
Yeah.
Actually, that was scripted.
That was the Gulf War.
Yeah, the First World Gulf War in 1991. Yeah. And it was scripted by Hill and Knowlton.
Right.
Which is a huge PR
propaganda,
company.
Public relations.
Yeah.
You know.
So actually, I knew about this. It's quite funny, because I knew about this even way before when people put out videos on YouTube and so. Because my father was a psychopath. I mean, everybody who wants to hear about that, listen to the earlier calls. And he worked with those people.
Oh.
And he even said it, that it was a conscripted story, and they put it out there for gain. And then I didn't know it. I mean, I was fucking 12 when that happened, right? And it wasn't nothing.
Little.
Yeah. But that was when I got interested into world politics and news and all that stuff, and it happened until I woke up, right? But it was this story that it was completely contrived. It was a fake story, a false flag. I mean, it's a hoax, but also a false flag at the same time, right? I mean, the false flag event is the war narrative. It can be a hoax at the same time, right?
Right.
Well, mute, sorry.
It's like a ship coming in.
No, it's my people here calling.
Something's vibrating. Oh, your vibrating smartphone. Got it. Well, Gaia has to take a call. I'm going to be passing out. I might come back later after dinner, after I snack on something. But, Laura, you're welcome to talk. Laura, you're verified now on Fakeologist Audio Chat, which means you can jump into the audio chat live stream anytime on your own without assistance. You can jump right in and chat with everyone.
Crash
that's
your party
verified.
All the time. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're more than welcome. We're glad to hear from you. You can talk to anyone at any time. If you don't want to go online or on the record, we have other voice channels where you can meet there or hang out in the lobby. That's not recorded. That's not broadcast. You're certainly welcome there. Certainly glad to have you. Trying to make new people as welcome as possible. Nobody owns the audio chat. Anyone can come in any time and chat and talk and hash things out. Play some audio, play some clips. That's what people want to hear.
It's really fun.
Yeah, something different. And we're not really censoring. I don't want anyone to come in and play music, because most people don't like other music. So people can refrain from that. That's fine. But yeah, as long as there's a fakery bent, fakeologist bent to the whole chat, that's what people come here. Listen to. We've already got 540 audio chats, just millions of hours. Who could possibly go through all that? But you got lots and lots to listen. Fantastic. All the people that have participated over the years.
How long have you been doing it?
Since 2012, some form of audio.
Oh,
7 years, long time.
Yeah.
Still doing it, still interested. I'm not sure why. No, I'm not paid. I'm not a spook.
Well, what else do you, what else is fun, you know? I don't know. I don't find a lot of things fun that a lot of people do anymore.
Me neither. I'm a media junkie, and when this unraveling of the media came to my attention, I was pretty stunned, and now, of course, I don't media in the same way at all. But I've consumed the media ever since I've always been in, I've got a newspaper route since I was 7, so I always read the paper that I delivered, and therefore that possibly got me hooked into the media. So I've been doing it a long time and following the media a long, long time, and now that I know that all the stuff is phony and baloney, it really, really lessens the load. Let's put it that way. I don't have to keep track as much, follow as much, to be as intense. Certainly, I don't have to be upset and worried. All those things that scared the heck out of me are now over, gone,
that's
out of my system.
Dang, that's a huge plus, I'd say. I know it's hard to swallow a lot of this stuff. For me, it was pretty emotional just coming to grips with, just being such a fool this whole time.
Well, right? I would never call you or anyone else, myself, a fool. Just so duped.
Technically,
fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic that it's so easy to fool everybody. That's what's hard to believe. And the people that maybe were not fooled, they weren't speaking up and helping. They were just afraid or silent, not able to communicate.
Well, yeah, there's pretty severe consequences sometimes if you raise your voice or even ask a question. Just want to talk about something like that.
Yeah. That's not here. You can talk anonymously if you want. So.
Awesome.
All right, I'll be back maybe later. Otherwise, chat among yourselves if you'd like.
Yeah, I'll probably duck out, walk my dog, and
all right.
The next few hours free, so I might be back.
Is it the weather okay in Ohio? It's warming up here on the north shores of Lake Ontario.
Right now, but I think it's going to warm up toward the end of the week. We're starting to ease into spring, like real spring. We might get another snow, who knows.
Yeah. I don't take my snow tires off till April. You're still cold down in Ohio. It's usually warmer down there, but I guess not by much.
Yeah.
Spring is hopefully here soon. All right, take care, everybody.
See you guys.
If you like this audio and want to support the site in a small or big way, please hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the Fakeologist.com webpage. You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation. Thank you for your support.
Hi, this is John Friend from TheRealistReport.com, and you are listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.